there, because this old crowd that's rolling in here is starting to roll in and make some noise.
I'll tell you what, I'm here in Liberty Center. I'm kind of out in the middle of nowhere, but I'll tell you what, I think everybody's here. The Hoot Owls and Chickens are coming in, and I'll tell you what, we don't have a lot of matches here today, but, you know, a lot of intense rivalries. We've got a nice blend here today. We've got four schools now, Pride of Iowa, two South Iowa Cedar Lake schools, and, hey, kind of an unknown, you know, the Baxter Bolts, you know, they've just recently separated from Collins Maxwell, and looking through the brackets here, I think they've got a few kids that can do a little damage here today.
Well, let's take and run over to Jamie Brockman and Sam's, who are on location. Guys, can you hear us in loud and clear? Going the other direction of the state, I'm sure it's just as noisy and preparing over there as well.
Yeah, guys, we can hear you. We're here at English Valleys High School. You hear us okay?
Loud and clear in 3D here throughout the southern part of the state. And those who are traveling, you can join us at KICRadio.com or download that Thunderbolt app and get all this exclusive wrestling coverage. But, guys, these are big moments, and not just for the athlete, but for the coaches who with these athletes make big decisions on where the wrestler is going to wrestle. And then the fans in the stands, or the moms and dads, all the stress is brought on because they know what's at stake here, that elusive ticket that belongs to Wells Fargo Arena. So I'm sure, just like it is here, you can cut the atmosphere with a knife.
Oh, absolutely. It's always the most exciting time of the year, of course. It's what these wrestlers work all year for, from day one in the wrestling room. You want to get to Wells Fargo Arena, obviously, here in a couple of weeks. And this is where it all starts for these small schools, the Class 1A and 2A schools. They start with the sectionals. You get through today in the top two of your weight class, and you advance on to next Saturday, of course, the districts, where, again, you want to finish in the top two of your weight class, and then you move on to the big dance, Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We've got schools here from all around the listening area. Of course, Sigourney Kyoto will be a big focus for us today here on Thunder Country. The Savages are here looking to get several through. Pekin, the Panthers, they have had a record-setting season this year for Pekin Wrestling. They had 20 dual wins this year, and I was just talking to one of the assistant coaches. They're thinking they can get 10, maybe as many as 12 wrestlers through this sectional today to next week's districts. And I'll bring in my partner, Brett Sams, who, of course, is part of a long historic wrestling family in Oskaloosa. Brett, a very successful high school wrestler at Oskaloosa himself a few years ago. Brett, big day here for the sectionals. This is where you really bring your A game. And again, you know, Pekin, Sigourney Kyoto, we think both of those have a good chance of sending several guys through today.
Yeah, absolutely. I've had the chance to cover these schools over the last couple of years and see where this building's really taking place. Pekin has really come on the last couple of years, and these kids can wrestle well. And if they've improved anything from last year, I wouldn't be surprised with what you said from the assistant coach that they could send 10 onto the districts. This is a little new for me. I've never had to go through a sectional, but I know how the districts feel. It can't be much different. Absolutely. You got to be on your A game today. It takes a lot of focusing. And we don't see much horsing around here today because this is the show. If you come up short one match, you just lost it for the entire season. So
absolutely. Schools that are here today, by the way, we mentioned Pekin and Sigourney Kyoto. We also have, of course, the host school, English Valleys, here in North English. We have Montezuma, Iowa Valley, HLV, and BGM are the schools competing in this 1A sectional today, all trying to advance on to next week's district in Pleasantville. We've got four ranked wrestlers in the mix today, two of them from Sigourney Kyoto, two of them from Iowa Valley. You've got Mason Dye, a talented sophomore for Sigourney Kyoto. He's ranked ninth according to the predicament, 10th according to IA Wrestle at 106 pounds. And then Caleb Reeves, who is he has a lot of experience this time of year. He's been to the big dance. He's placed a couple years running at the state tournament, hoping to get back this year and place, you know, in the top two
gotcha.
Or three at the state tournament. He's ranked second in both IA Wrestle and the predicament at 220 pounds. He's a senior for Sigourney Kyoto. Brett, it's his last chance to get on top of the podium in a couple of weeks at the state wrestling tournament. He's been there. He's brought home medals. He wants to win it all this year, and it starts today.
Yeah, absolutely. This is when you really start to focus in as an athlete who has come up short the last couple years from probably where you wanted to be. I know he had a couple tough losses on the winner's side at the state bracket, ranked high. And that's where you learn. This is it. So you got to put it all together starting today.
And one other note, the other side of this sectional at Southeast Warren, which we'll also have reports and updates on today here on Thunder Country, Chaz Clark of Pleasantville at 220 is ranked third. So we're looking forward to a good matchup coming up next week in the districts between Reeves of Sugar Nikiota and Clark of Pleasantville, who are both top three ranked at 220 pounds. The two for Iowa Valley are Ben Smith, a sophomore, who's ranked 10th in both predicament and IA wrestle rankings at 145 pounds, and then Garrett Sims at 182 pounds. He is a junior for Iowa Valley. He's ranked second in both rankings. So very talented wrestler there for Iowa Valley. So again, we get underway here in about 20 minutes or so at noon with this 1A sectional. Brett Sams and myself, Jamie Brockman, will be here all day long at Ingalls Valley High School, bringing you updates and off and on live coverage throughout the day right here on Thunder Country KIIC as we get the postseason underway for high school wrestling, guys. And I'm excited. I hope you are too. And looking forward to bringing you some great coverage today.
Brockman and Brett Sams live from North English. They're going to keep us updated all day long from there. And let's head back over to Liberty Center. Ron Terpstra, the living legend. Ron, real quick, right now, the breakdown of these brackets, the coaches going into those meetings and battling out for positioning for how, you know, their wrestlers are seated. So important and so critical, and to make these brackets, to give your athletes the best possible scenario to earn their ticket.
I'll tell you what, I noticed that today in the seating meeting here. Like I said, we have four schools in the Pride of Iowa. You know, yeah, they've kind of already shaken themselves out. But then you throw in North Mahaska and Louisville Sully. You know, they haven't seen a lot of these other schools. You know, Baxter, hey, they've got some kids here that have taken their lunch. But they've got some pretty decent kids. And I'll tell you what, there was, I'm going to call it aggressive fighting, you know, to get these kids on the line that these coaches wanted them today. And I'll tell you what, it don't have a lot of matches, but the competitiveness today is going to be... It's going to be very, very high, so let's just see how it shakes out, and we'll go from there.
That is Ron Terpstra on location at the Liberty Center, and he's going to keep us updated on Moravia, Southeast Warren. We'll head back to North English a little later. Jamie Brockman, Brett Sams on location. Joe Sinclair, Travis Zapital, TZ's in the house, and we're going to take a timeout, come right back here in high fidelity in 3D coverage, live from Williamsburg. After his timeout, Coach Winger, he's on deck when we come back. You're listening to exclusive 2018 Iowa State High School Wrestling on your sports leader, KIIC.
Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. With high-tech tools and high-touch service, you can have both. Deposit checks on the go, bank with our mobile app, live chat with us online, anywhere, anytime. Enjoy an easier way to bank at C1st. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us. Because at C1st, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Here they go again at Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola with Crazy Curtis, Reckless Rick, and Fiery Pam. Smoking the competition with deals too great to pass up. Be sure to go see them if you're in the market for a new or used camper. It'll be the last place you have to look with over 100 campers in their smoking hot inventory. Camping season, you love it. Go to Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola on Highway 92 just past the Warren County Fairgrounds. Find out more at HaroldTrailerSales.com. That's H-E-R-O-L-D, TrailerSales.com. Harold Trailer Sales, they're behind you all the way.
Here's a special announcement for Motor Inn Auto Group in Knoxville. All 2017 models, that's right, I said 2017 models must go with deep, and I mean deep, discounts. Like a 2017 Ram 1500 Express, save over $11,000. A 2017 Chevy Cruze RS, a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE, or how about a 2017 Chevy Silverado LT? You save over 10 grand. Motor Import has your 2017 models with deep discounts. Check them out online at motorinautogroup.com or stop in.
Sitting here Matt Side with Coach Dave Winger right before we get things underway here at the 2018 sectionals. So we make our journey to Wells Fargo Arena. And Coach, the pairings are out. The lineup is made. The work is, as you say, the hay is in the barn, and now it's just go time.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a stressful day for us, but My mind is at ease because I know that God's on our side, number one, but number two, my guys are prepared. So, and with those two things, you can only have success. So that eases my mind a little bit, and now that the seating meeting is over, we can wrestle.
Let's start, Coach, with any weigh-in surprises or any surprises in the lineup or changes there?
Yeah, there were a lot. You know, we're not the only coaches that do our homework, and everybody knows that this is a tough sectional, and you got to get your pieces in the right spot. And it wasn't just us that moved some people around. It was a pretty spirited seating meeting, and we had to jockey for some positions. But, yeah, for the most part, you know, we know who we need to beat, and we know what it's going to take to move on. It's really going as planned right now.
Let's run through that lineup real quick for our listeners.
Yeah, at 120, Aiden Reeves will be our 20-pounder, obviously. Just really enjoy watching him wrestle, so he's got the one seed. 126, Michael Thomas is in there. Landon Turner had an unfortunate injury early in the year, and Michael stepped right in there, and we'll be battling for to extend his season, so we'll see how that goes. At 32, we were a little disappointed with the seed that we got with Barrett, but we wrestled him at 138 too much this year, and you know, for the team, and as a result had some losses on there that we couldn't overcome in the seeding meeting. But he's a tough kid, and at a four seeds aren't always bad at sectionals because there's a wrestle back for a true second. So you know, if the seeds hold true, Barrett will still have his opportunity to punch his ticket to the next week. So that'll be an interesting weight class. 138, Dominic Morris will be the two seed. You're gonna get what you expect out of that kid. You know, a brawler and ready to go. Really the main workout partner of Reeves all year, so he'll be tough to score on. 145, a little bit of a surprise here. David Morris had a skin condition this morning and didn't pass skin checks this morning, so unfortunately his season's over, but there's some things there that we can take and you know, use as learning tools for the kids that come into the future, that you got to take care of yourself, and it's nothing really that David did wrong. It's just, you know, little things, taking care of the little things that are really important. So we'll be without a 45-pounder, unfortunately. Stephen Conley will be at 52. Freshman, we need to get him as much experience as we can as he moves on into next year. So 160, another breaking news here is that we decided we'd bump Jacob Fisher up to 170. We just didn't like where we were in that mix, and as a result we bumped him to 70, and we got a two seed out of him. So you know, we did our homework there, and it actually paid off, got him a good seed there, and Jacob's been wrestling 70 pounders all year, so you know, if he wins a couple matches, that would be quite a story. So Jacob Fisher, a guy that didn't go out for wrestling until late in his high school career, and or his high school years, I should say, and has a really good opportunity today. So we'll be open at night or at 82 because we bumped Ben to 95 or 220. Let's see, where am I? At 95. We're bumping too many people around here. So, and Ben got the one seed with a huge win over Knoxville, being a state qualifier, beat him in a duel, which earned us the one seed at sectionals. So every single match matters here, and so Ben got the one seed in a tough bracket, and I'll tell you, I wouldn't bet against that kid. So we're excited about that. And Ben got a one seed out of Jerry Makinich at 220. So you know, things are going good, and then Lane will be in the mix there at 285. Has really winnable matches there, and looking to extend his senior year. And you know, I really, my heart goes out to the seniors. So, you know, Ben and Jacob Fisher and Lane. So, we'll exert a lot of energy to extend their season.
Well, Coach, as we talk often, right now, the work is done. There's no more technique to be learned in these moments. There's not much more you can do for conditioning, other than now it's the distance between the years that decides the distance a wrestler will travel in this postseason.
Yeah, there's no question about it. You'll see some kids today that are ready for the season to be over. It's a long season, and, you know, when you're cutting weight and the mental side of the game really gets you down sometimes. But I can guarantee you that I don't have anybody in our lineup in Albia's lineup that's ready to cash it in. So we really worked on the mental side of it this week. As you know, you visited us on these weeks before, and we really pay a lot of attention to the mental side of it. And I want to thank Jim Keller for coming in. He provided me with some inspiration. Coaches need to be reminded as well as to why you're doing certain things. So Jim put it all into perspective for us on Thursday, and they're fit physically, so it's a pretty good combination when you can get the mind engaged with the body. So we're ready to roll.
Coach, for everyone, it's a short night of sleep and a long season and the stresses of wondering if you made the right decision on moving guys around. But all that's past you right now, and as a coach, get the popcorn out and get a good seat and enjoy the ride.
Yeah, that's what it's all about right now. This is my paycheck. The next 3 weeks are my paycheck. Money is not a big driving force, obviously, in many coaches' lives. And I want to try to give back. I mean, Coach Mason and Coach Morgan gave me so much as a kid, and I appreciate that. And it's a good way to give back to the kids. And this is where it starts. So it'll be a good day.
Moments away from all clear, the noise that we've been all waiting for and the sound of the first whistle. And, Coach, throughout the day, we're going to try to grab you and bring you into the broadcast as we bring this in high fidelity in 3D to all of our listeners all over Southern Iowa and throughout the world.
Yeah, good luck to everybody out there in the area. And I know you guys got it covered, so that's pretty cool to think how far you guys have come in the last 10 years with wrestling. And we're proud to be a part of it. And everybody, hug your radios. I hate to use an Iowa quote there, but
you do it well, though.
Yeah, hug your radios today. It'll be a good day.
That is outstanding head coach, the head coach of the Blue Demon Wrestling Team, Coach Dave Winger, and we are moments away from clear the mats and the first whistles to blow in this postseason of the 2018 Iowa High School Wrestling Tournament. We'll take a quick timeout. Come right back. You're listening to Wrestling on your sports leader, KIIC.
Community First Credit Union, we work hard to make your banking experience the best it can be. With high-tech tools and high-touch service, you can have both. Deposit checks on the go, bank with our mobile app, live chat with us online, anywhere, anytime. Enjoy an easier way to bank at C1st. Not a member? Applying online has never been easier. Go to c1stcu.com. Come on, try us. Join us. Because at C1st, together is better. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Here they go again at Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola with Crazy Curtis, Reckless Rick, and Fiery Pants. Smoking the competition with deals too great to pass up. Be sure to go see them if you're in the market for a new or used camper. It'll be the last place you have to look with over 100 campers in their smoking hot inventory. Camping season, you love it. Go to Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola on Highway 92 just past the Warren County Fairgrounds. Find out more at HaroldTrailerSales.com. That's H-E-R-O-L-D, TrailerSales.com. Harold Trailer Sales, they're behind you. All the way.
Here's a special announcement for Motor In Auto Group in Knoxville. All 2017 models, that's right, I said 2017 models, must go with deep, and I mean deep, discounts. Like a 2017 Ram 1500 Express, save over $11,000. A 2017 Chevy Cruze RS, a 2017 GMC Terrain SLE, or how about a 2017 Chevy Silverado LT? You save over 10 grand. Motor Import has your 2017 models with deep discounts. Check them out online at motorinautogroup.com or stop in.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
All
all day long as we bring you live wrestling coverage. 2018 Sectional Saturday underway here. Joe Sinclair, Travis Apple, Jason Summers bringing you Williamsburg action. Knoxville, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Albia, Williamsburg. This is the who's who of wrestling right here. But we've got coverage all over the state. As I said, two other sites. Ron Terpstra, he's on location over at Liberty Center. But we're going to head up to North English right now where Jamie Brockman, Brett Sands are on location. Guys, the seeds are out. Any surprises? And then give us an update of maybe or a prognostication of the matches you're looking forward to most up there in North English.
Well, Jason, I tell you what, you know, this is small school wrestling, class 1A, and as I'm looking through the brackets here, I'll tell you, there are a lot of buys in the first round, and I mean a lot of buys. There are not very many first round actual head-to-head matchups in any of the weights. I think there's only four weight classes that actually have a first round head-to-head matchup. So what that means is most of these wrestlers have already advanced to the semifinals, and in fact there's one weight class, believe it or not, 120 pounds, where there's only two wrestlers entered today. They're already in the finals before we've even started, and that is Seth Thompson from English Valleys and Blake Mann from BGM at 120 pounds. So that finals is already set up at 120 pounds. They're the only two competing. But again, Brett Sams, as we look through this the brackets here at 106 pounds all the way through heavyweight, a lot of buys here today, a lot of open weights. A lot of kids have already advanced to the semifinals, so really, you know, they're only one win away from getting to the finals and having a chance at least continuing their season next week at the districts.
Yeah, going through the brackets, this is something that's new for me. I'm used to being around a lot of 3A stuff where sectionals don't matter. There's no such thing. So districts are always loaded with eight people, and you go through this, and it's kind of another tournament, but I'm just not used to seeing this many buys, and I tell you what, it sets up probably a little bit of an easier day for a lot of these wrestlers, which you're never going to argue with in a tournament of this magnitude, to go to the district tournament and then hope to get on to the state tournament. But I'm sure a lot of sectionals in 1A probably look the same way that this one's looking until next week at districts is where you probably see the full eight-man brackets, and that's really when things start to tighten up and the matches really start to get big.
One wrestler that we're watching close today is Caleb Reeves, a senior for Sigourney Kyoto. He's ranked second in the state according to the predicament and the IA Wrestle rankings, and he is a multi-time state qualifier. He's a multi-time state place winner at Wells Fargo Arena. This year, his final chance as a senior, wanting to go to Des Moines and win it all. Again, he's ranked second, so he's favored right now to make it to Des Moines and make it to the finals and at least have a chance at a championship. It all starts today. Now, he gets an opening round bye. He's going to go to the semifinals and face Pekin's Ethan Cooksey. Now, Cooksey comes in. He's a senior. He's just 8-1 on the season. So relatively inexperienced. I'm not sure if there was an injury or if for some reason he worked his way in the lineup late in the season, but he's only 8-1 coming in. He's a senior. And then Caleb Reeves, a perfect 42-0. So obviously Caleb Reeves looking very strong right now to move into the finals. And the other two competitors there are Noah McCammett from English Valleys and Dustin Stoner from Montezuma. Stoner would be favored there for Montezuma. He's 42-8. So we're going to have most likely a couple of 43-win wrestlers going head-to-head in the finals at 220 with Reeves of Sigourney Kyoto and Stoner of Montezuma. Should be a fun one.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one to look forward to. You look at Ethan Cooksey, who's going to draw Caleb Reeves in the semifinals after all the buys are said and done here. And he's 8-1 on the year, which is a pretty good winning percentage. But unfortunately, he got the 4 seed over a 26-17, a wrestler who was seeded ahead of him. Then obviously Stoner from Montezuma has only lost 8 matches as a 2 seed, so he kind of got the short end of that deal, having to draw Reeves at the 4 seed with only 1 loss on the year. But that happens when you don't get a full year of wrestling, even though you might only have 1 loss. So that's a tough draw for him.
Another talented wrestler for Sigourney Kyoto, ranked 9th in the state at 106 pounds, a sophomore, Mason Dye. He's 41-3 entering this tournament today. He gets a bye into the semifinals, where he'll match up with BGM's Wright Hillpiper, who is 15-23 on the year, just a freshman. So obviously Dye heavily favored to move into the finals as well. A couple ranked wrestlers for Iowa Valley as well at 145 pounds and 182 pounds. And those are the four ranked wrestlers that are in this 1A sectional today here at English Valleys High School in North English. So we're going to be here all day today. Brett and I will be watching the action. We'll be bumping in simultaneously throughout the day with all of our other coverage from around the area today with sectional wrestling. But it's an exciting time of the year as the postseason gets underway for high school wrestling, and it all leads up to the Big Dance, one of the probably the best state tournament anywhere in the nation, coming up in just 2 weeks at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Our report this time around from North English, 1A Class 1A Sectional, has been brought to you by Sinclair Tractor with Brett Sams. My name is Jamie Brockman. We're live from North English, English Valleys High School, right here on Thunder Country KIIC.
All right, thanks, guys. That's Brett Sams. Jamie Brockman live from North English. Let's head over to Liberty Center where the living legend, Ron Terpstra, the ref, is on location. And, Coach, Ron, the same thing out of you, buddy. Any surprises in the seating as you guys get ready to clear the mats there?
Not really any big surprises, but I'll tell you what, we've got a big first-round match right here. It'll be the second match of the day. Tanner Durkin of Southeast Warren, 16-8, a ninth grader. He's going up against Casey Clark from Moravia, 14-15, an 11th grader. They've met a couple times. They split. How they ended up third and sixth seed, I don't know, but... I'll tell you what, that we're going to have a barn burner here right off the bat. I mean, things are good here in Liberty Center. I'm more worried about those guys over there in Williamsburg. I'll tell you what, without a question, the number one rated sectional in Iowa today, six very even teams, a lot of competitive matches. I mean, I hope Sinclair and TZAP have got their seatbelts on tight, and because they're going to need it. It's going to be an action-packed day over there. I'm looking forward to the updates from over there.
That is Ron Terpstra. He's on location. Three sites in high fidelity in 3D coverage of your 2018 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. It's Sectional Saturday. We're going to take a quick timeout, come right back here. TZ's in the house. Joe Sinclair, who puts the sin in Sinclair, he's here. And in 3D, when we come back to Waynesburg, you're listening to the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
WD Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Horses are like human athletes. They require a superior nutrition program to keep them at the top of their game. Stop by and see the team at Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to pick up a bag of Purina Horse Feed today.
Do you feel like you've been hit by a ton of bricks? When it comes to filing your tax return, let Boylan Henderson, with locations in both Albia and Oskaloosa, help you with your personal and business tax returns, bookkeeping, or payroll needs. Call Selena, Annie, or Amanda at 932-7567 to see how Boylan Henderson can help you this tax season.
Whether you're looking for your first home or forever home, the staff at United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate has the experience to find the perfect fit for you. Call 641-932-7796 today to find your home of tomorrow.
Computer services companies come and go, but Southern Iowa Technologies has been in business since 1998, serving customers in Southern Iowa and Northern Missouri, from individuals all the way up to large businesses. If you have computer issues, they have you covered. Computer repair, data recovery, network setup, virus removal, security cameras, and alarms are just a few of the services that Southern Iowa Technologies can help you with. Give them a call, 641-777-2824. 777-2824.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
The boys are back in town in 3D, three locations all day long, and so you better buckle them up. We're on for a ride, and I got the TZ in the house and the one and only, the living legend of radio broadcasting, Joe Sinclair. And boys, this old gymnasium's going to be loud, and what a first-class venue for what we're going to see, some first-class wrestling.
Hey, I tell you what, these folks up here in Billytown, USA, have really got the gym cranked for Iowa High School High Fidelity Wrestling, coming to you on 96.7 and the live stream on KIICradio.com. Heard Millage talking about hollering at something on the table, and it'll play for us. I can't wait. We got a barn burner coming.
Yeah, what a great facility this is. First time I've ever been to this gymnasium, and what a nice place they got up here in Williamsburg. But I tell you, we got some brackets full of some highly ranked wrestlers today. We're going to see a lot of good action, and starting out at 113 pounds today, or 113 pounds today, we're going to see number one and number four matchup between Grayson Kesterson and Brock Beck, and I'm looking real forward to that.
Guys, before we get in, let's break down these brackets, and we'll break down these ranked wrestlers, because it is a bevy of highly qualified wrestlers. We got state champions here, we got previous qualifiers, the talent's in the house. But it starts early for these coaches. The way, one, getting in the way in. And then the second thing, guys, is fighting in that seating room for your wrestlers. And, boy, as Coach Winger said, it was a knockdown, drag-out fight to everybody trying to get theirs.
We'll get up to those higher weights where some of that controversy in the seating room might have happened. But we've got two top 10-ranked teams here. You got South Tama. They're at number 6, and Williamsburg is here in their home gym at number 10, hoping to get the big sectional win. 106-pounders, number one seed is Dalton Gosling from Grinnell. He's got 18 wins against 6 losses on the year. Number 2 at 106 is going to be Caden Grip from Williamsburg right here, 34-12, just a freshman, but a lot of experience late in the year at 106. And Travis, break down that awesome 113-pound bracket for us, where we've got number one and number four.
Yeah, at 113 pounds, Grayson Kesterson comes in here for Williamsburg with a 40-2 record, senior, ranked number one, highly ranked this year, got a good season going, and he's going to get a bye through the first round all the way to the championship round, and where he will more than likely see Brock Beck. But Brock Beck's going to have a tough match in the freshman 40-4. Freshman from Eddyville Blakesburg and Tristan Sales. Tristan's going to bring everything he's got to the table against Brock Beck. But that 113-pound bracket, guys, is going to be my favorite of the day for sure.
Hey, folks, if you're just tuning in on 96.7, that classic country sound, we are bringing you live Iowa high school wrestling action in high fidelity across three venues. And the 120-pound bracket, we're breaking it down for you here in Williamsburg, where number one ranked undefeated Aiden Reeves, 42-0, will be taking the mat against Tyler Landgreeb in the probable final, and we're going to have our nation's national anthem.
Now let's take a timeout. We'll come right back. You're listening to live wrestling coverage.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as you do on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34 and sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th for free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food as well as Nutrena horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bag corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
When you discovered something you truly love, did you start a company so you could share that love with everyone? Well, that's how Green Mountain Grill came about. By the love of grilling on a wood fire, Green Mountain Grills were born. They're now top of the line, best of the best, and not overpriced. And to top all that off, they also believe in providing the best customer service around if you need anything. Get your own Green Mountain Grill at Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, and you'll soon see what there is to love about grilling on a wood fire. Bluff Creek Archery, for your Green Mountain Grill and wood pellets.
So we're ready for wrestling here. Live in Williamsburg at three locations in 3D all day long. As these athletes roll in to earn their ticket, to punch their ticket to the next level, to get that ultimate, the elusive, the golden ticket, that is Wells Fargo Arena, and according to ESPN, one of the top 150 sporting events in all the world. And we're a part of it right here. Going to take you right to the end. Guys, we're ready to go here. And you've already done the work as a wrestler. As a coach, you've done everything you can. Now you just got to go out and let those 6 inches between the ears be the guide that'll pull you through in these moments.
That's absolutely right. And Jason, we've got the bracket breakdown is going to continue here at the 126-pound bracket. Jalen Shoup is top-ranked here at this Iowa sectional number 12. He's from Williamsburg. He's 41-2 on his sophomore campaign. Number two on the seating brackets is Alex Farmer from Grinnell.
Yeah, at 132 pounds, we're going to see from South Tama County, Brady Fritz, ranked number 5 on the season, a senior with a 38-2 record. And he's got, in the first round here, he's going to have to take on the winner of Jax Bellin or Barrett Bonnet from Albia.
138-pound bracket here at Williamsburg. top seed is Tanner Probasco from South Pima County. And we've got number 2 seed and number 10 ranked Dominic Morris from Albia. So that's going to be a good matchup there at 138.
145 pounds. You're going to have Eddieville Blakesburg, Sage Walker, ranked number 5 in the state. He'll be taking on the number 2 seed. Or actually, he's going to have to wrestle in the second round. But Colton Vest is the number 2 seed today, and he'll be taking on Colton Vest, number 7 ranked.
Top-ranked Class 2A wrestler in 152 pounds is Isaac Judge, and he's from South Tama County. He is the number 1 seed. We got Joe Hallenrake from Knoxville on the bottom of that bracket, and Gage Blythe from Williamsburg is going to be battling for the chance to take on Judge in the final.
Up to 182 pounds, Knoxville's, or South Tama County is going to have Dalton Rosenberg, number 9 ranked in the state, number 1 seed. And he's going to have to take on in the first round Clay Johnston or Nalen Baker from Knoxville.
Got a couple good wrestlers from Southern Iowa, our home area here on 96.7. We've got Cody Ray Smith from Knoxville. He's the number 3 seed. And Dakota Boyer from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont at 160 will have the number 2 seed. They're going to be trying to get a chance to wrestle against Kevin Moy from Williamsburg in the final. He's got the top seed.
At 170 pounds, we've got Kobe Meyer from Knoxville, top seed, and Jacob Fisher from Albia, number 2 seed. Senior coming in here. Number 3 seed is going to be Josh Thiessen from South Tama County.
All right, 195-pound top seed is unranked Ben Mason. And, Travis, this might have been a fight in the seeding room because you got the number 4 and the number 7 ranked wrestlers in the state at the bottom of the bracket.
Yeah, I'm not sure what Coach Winger had to say in that seating meeting, but somehow or another, the wrestling match must have happened in there. Ben Mason come out on top, number 1 seed here.
Either way, I expect to see Ben Mason. If he's not the champion, he will have a wrestleback opportunity at 195.
220 pounds, Albia's Jer McInich comes in, number 1 seed, and number 2 seed is going to be Chase Bellin from Knoxville.
And right here on 96.7, before we take it to live wrestling, we'll tell you that the 285-pound top seed is Mario Moncada from South Tama County, and number 2 is Brett Clayton from Grinnell, and we have got the 106-pounder out here for the Knoxville Panthers, and that is Sangel, and he's going up against Brody Kaima from South Tama County, and it is Kaima with the early lead here, and he's got a Sangel wrapped up and puts him into a half Nelson. And in the first period, 1 minute, 36 seconds gone, Kaima gets the pin over Sangel from Knoxville. We've got a 120-pound match going on as well.
Yeah, at 120 pounds, we've got Gabe Gordon from Knoxville, and he's taking on Sam Vandy from Williamsburg. And right now, Vandy from Williamsburg has a 2-0 lead in the first period.
Hey, folks, listening in on 96.7 KIIC. This is live high-fidelity wrestling coming to you, Iowa High School Class 2A Section 12 in Williamsburg, Iowa. What a great venue on a really wonderful, unseasonably warm winter day. I think we're going to get back to a little bit more of our usual winter weather here tomorrow, but it's a beautiful day in Williamsburg, and we're very happy to be bringing you this live wrestling action.
And, Joe, real quick, in North Polk, it's Emma Cochran, Coach Cochran's daughter at weight class, 106, currently leading Isaac Larson from North Polk 7-2. We'll keep an eye and cheer for Emma Cochran, who's just a junior there in Sheraton. Back to you guys.
All right, we will keep you updated with all the locations, and but right now here in Williamsburg, we're rolling through these opening rounds. We're at 120 pounds, looking for 126 coming out here, and I think we're going to see our first Albia wrestler coming up here in just a few moments, and so you'll want to stay right here, everybody. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, Knoxville here, Albia here, of course, and we'll try to bring you all these matches, and then jump back and forth as we're going to bring you wrestling coverage from Liberty Center. Ron Terpstra on location. Moravia Mohawk fans, you want to stay right here. Pekin fans, Jamie Brockman and Brett Sams, they're up in North English, so we will bounce between the three spots in 3D all day long.
We're going to have Michael Thomas taking the mat here in just a little bit. He'll be going up against Tayton Ricard from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Right now we've got Cameron Butler from Knoxville. He's the 4 seed here at 126 pounds. He's out on the mat against South Tama County's Braden Smith. Smith ducks in there on a nice little single leg. Takes down Butler from Knoxville. Butler gets to his base.
Smith's going to try for South Tama. A little bit of a butcher here. Going to try to roll it up into cradle, and he's got that cradle locked up. Oh, rolls across, and on an outside cradle, rolls clear across his back, clear across his shoulders, and gets Butler onto his back in the outside cradle, and it is a pin for Smith from South Tama County. He will advance to wrestle the top seed Jalen Schropp from Williamsburg in the semifinals. So it's Smith over Butler. Knoxville goes down by pin in the first period at 126 pounds.
And gentlemen, we're going to have our first Albia wrestler come out and take the mat here at 132 pounds. And this is a match that Coach talked about, 132 pounds. Really felt that Barrett Bonnet, having wrestled up to 138 most of the season, deserved a better seating, but he's got this fourth seed taking on Jax Bellin of Knoxville. Bellin, a 14-25 sophomore. Barrett Bonnet, 35-18 in his sophomore campaign. Right away, in on the single eight, elevates to the double eight, has a takedown right at the edge of the mat. He's out in front, and that's the aggressive wrestling you want to see out of your wrestlers right away, Joe Sinclair.
That was a really good takedown. Came right after Bellin from Knoxville, and he's really looking like he's in control of this match early on. Now we're at the edge of the outside circle. They're out of bounds, off the mat, just underway, 25 seconds into this one. And it's Barrett Bonnet from Albia with a 2-0 lead against Jax Bellin from Knoxville. Top seed Brady Fritz from South Tama County has a bye. So these two wrestlers are looking for the chance to knock off the top seed in the semifinals.
We'll run to Jamie Brockman and Brett Sams after this quarter break to get a quick update right here. But this contest brought to you by Albia Brewing Company. They're proud to sponsor Albia Athletics. After a hard day at work or play, stop in at the Albia Brewing Company for grandma's root beer, burgers, and made-from-scratch pizza. And right away, Barrett Bonnet in a pinning combination. TZ, he's got him locked up tight there. If he can set back, he might get a pin here and not only get a win, but get those bonus points for the Blue Demon.
Yeah, Barrett's got a real nice double chicken wing locked up here. He's got his hips set out. He just needs to sit out a little bit further, and there he's got to get the pin right there.
He's got him exposed to the mat, and there is the first pin of the day for Albia. Barrett Bonnet, 132 pounds, the fourth seed, gets a PIN, and Albia out and running here to begin with. A great start for the Blue Demons and Barrett Bonnet.
That was a good win for Bonnet. In a minute and 5 seconds, he locks up Jason Bellin from Knoxville, gets the pin for the Blue Demons, and gets Blue Demons into bonus points.
Let's run up to North English, Jamie Brockman, Brett Sands on location. Guys, it's fast and furious here. I imagine it's no different there. And bring in this 3D coverage. Give us an update from North English.
All right, thanks very much, guys. Yes, we're underway here with opening round matches. As we said, only a few opening round matches, as there's a lot of first round buys here into the semifinals so far today. But we did have our first match was at 138 pounds. It was Iowa Valley's Traven Murray taking on HLV's Leiden Klessner, and already an early upset as Murray got a fall in the first round, Brett, and he was the lower seeded wrestler.
Yeah, absolutely. He came out in that first period. He was aggressive, as you would expect those underdog wrestlers to be this time of the year. And it's like we say, you come up here and you're not ready to wrestle that first round, you're going to get upset, and then it happened right there at 138 pounds.
And then we just finished up at 160 pounds. Jesse Fritz of Sigourney Kyoto, Drew Slaymaker of Iowa Valley. Slaymaker gets the win by decision 6-1, so Slaymaker moves on to the semifinals, where he will face Caden Baker of Pekin at 160 pounds, and right now we're just underway at 170 pounds with an opening round match between Weston Shirk of Montezuma, Brevin Platt of Iowa Valley. So that's where we sit right now here at North English in English Valley. And this report brought to you by Belzer Equipment, your local New Holland, Kinsey, Vermeer, Land Pride, Westendorf, Big Dog, and Westfield dealer in Southern Iowa, Belzer Equipment. Along with Brett Sams, my name is Jamie Brockman. We're coming to you live on Thunder Country from North English.
And Jason, real quick, from a Brockman to a Cochran, Emma Brockman, Jamie's daughter, who wrestled this morning, she actually falls to defeat to Isaac Larson. Back to you in Williamsburg.
We're going to keep you updated. Three different locations, and of course we got our eyes fixed on Sheraton as well. But real quick, let's run at the Liberty Center where Ron Terpter's on location. Ron, give us a quick rundown from Liberty Center and a quick update here before we get to our next featured matchup over here in Williamsburg.
Okay, we started here at 138 pounds. Tyler Strasser, top seeded, won an 8-3 decision over Austin Good of Baxter. That marked Strasser's 150th win. Good win for him. He moves into the semifinals against Dakota Davis of Central Decatur. Bad news for the Mohawks. Casey Clark was leading his match, but felt a fall from Tanner Durkin to Southeast Warren. Not the way Coach for the Moravia wanted him to start out, but I'll tell you what, Moravia still got their eye on the big prize. We're at 145 pounds right now. We've got Ethan Muhlenberg against Elliot Ness of Central Decatur, and very tight 4-1 match right now. And I'll try and keep you guys updated on what Moravia has. Two more first-round matches, and we'll bring you those updates as soon as we get them.
That is Ron Terpstra on location. Back here at Waynesburg, we've got a matchup right here of South Central Conference. Tayton Richard of EBF taking on Michael Thomas here at 126 pounds. This match brought to you by Belzer Equipment, your local New Holland, Kinsey, Vermeer, Land Pride, Westendorf, Big Dog, and Westfield dealer in Southern Iowa. And right away, the Rock is out on a takedown.
No takedown given there. That was right at the edge of the mat. And it was really roly-poly right there. It was Tayton Ricard in there on a double leg. And Michael Thomas was able to roll through it. And looked like he might have been able to turn that into two of his own. But they rolled right off the mat outside the circle. And we are back to the center of the mat in the neutral position. No score here at a 126-pound matchup featuring Michael Thomas from Albia and Tayton Ricard from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. And now here is Ricard in there with the two-point takedown. Did a nice little duck under. And got the 2 points, got the control. Michael Thomas now working to get to his base. It's a chicken wing in on the right side by Ricard. It's a stand-up by Thomas. Chicken wing still being put on by Ricard for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. He's got the arm barred on the left side and the chicken wing in on the right. But a nice job by Michael Thomas posting the outside leg. That's his left leg. Keeping the pressure off of his shoulders so that he's not going to get turned over by Ricard. But Ricard hanging tough with that chicken wing. Now Michael Thomas, broken down just a little bit. It's still a bar arm on the left side for Ricard. And Ricard is going to be able to use that arm bar and the chicken wing. And he's got Michael Thomas turned over, and he's going to get back points. It's a five count for Ricard, for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, with the chicken wing arm bar combination. And Travis, this is a tight spot for Michael Thomas here early on in the first period of 126 pounds here at Williamsburg.
Yeah, Ricard's got that in deep. But Thomas is doing a good job of rotating his hips, bridging up off his head. Needs to work back over to his stomach here to get out of that armbar chicken wing.
Well, he's got 8 seconds that he's got to fight off of his back here. And if he can do that, he will go to the second period. It's going to be a 5-0 score.
That is a win right there for Michael Thomas.
Yeah, he was stretched out there. Just a transition score there for Ricard. He came out of the takedown with the chicken wing in and was able to move his left hand up and get the arm barred for the back points.
We're going to run up to Jamie Brockman, Brett Sands, North English. Real quick, give us a quick update, guys, as we continue to bring you live wrestling coverage here from Williamsburg.
All right, thank you very much. We are live here at English Valleys High School, North English, along with Brett Sams. My name is Jamie Brockman, and our coverage brought to you today by Boyle and Henderson PC. Why wrestle around trying to file your taxes when Boyle and Henderson PC in Albia and Oskaloosa can help you pin down that refund that you're looking for? Call 641-932-7567 to schedule your tax appointment today with Boyle and Henderson PC. Well, we're underway first round here in the 1A sectional 8 here at English Valleys High School. A lot of first-round buys, as we said. The action gets really heavy once we get into the semifinals. I think we only have 5 first-round matches. 170 pounds. Right now, we've got Jordan Hickson of Pekin taking on Nate Schuster of Sigourney, Kyoto. And it is, I believe, the Pekin wrestler Hickson leading 2-0 right now over Schuster as they begin the second period. Braven Platt, already from Iowa Valley, has advanced to the semifinals as he won by fall over Weston Shirk of Montezuma in a minute 58 seconds right at the end of that first period at 170 pounds. That sets up the first semifinal there. It'll be Tyler Kane of BGM against Braven Platt of Iowa Valley, and then Jordan Hickson and Nate Schuster battling right now at 170, trying to get to the semifinals to face Caleb Peach of English Valleys. So that's where we're at right now. Again, our action will get really heavy and hot once we get into the semifinals and then move into the finals. Oh, we might have a fall here if we can keep it here just a moment. Pekin wrestler on his back, almost pinned. Did a great job to roll out of that there at the last second. Jordan Hickson of Pekin, he was in big-time trouble there, Brett, and rolled out of it and loses that lead 3-2. And now he has Schuster. He got a reversal and now has Hickson back on his back. Boy, a lot of fast and serious action right here in this match at 170 pounds back
North
and forth.
North English,
back
but we just experienced the pin here for the Rockets. Michael Thomas fought off that that pinning combination in the first period, Joe, but a really good job by the Rocket wrestler to get the pin here in the second period.
Good job there by Tate Ricard from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. He was able to come out in the second period, rolled right into a headlock combination, and rolls up Michael Thomas by pin. So it'll be Tate Ricard from EBF on the championship side going up against Alex Farmer from Grinnell, and that should be a good matchup for you here at 126 pounds, folks, from Williamsburg. So it was Ricard for Eddyville with the pin over Thomas from Albia at 126 pounds in the quarterfinal match.
Got back here at action TZ over there on the east side of the gymnasium, and the red mat at 138 pounds got a Rocket and a Panther
Alex
on the mat.
That's Alex Hanna out there against Nash Lindsley from Knoxville.
Hanna, senior here this year, got a good season going 43-5, taking on Nash Lindsley of Knoxville, 15-30 sophomore.
The Hanna wrestlers are on their feet.
2-on-1.
Just underway, first period action.
Hits a nice little Kelly maneuver. Puts Lindsay to his back here. And a nice feet-to-back move, five-point move.
And, you know, maybe Coach Little was talking to his wrestlers about scoring in combinations, because we saw that in the 126-pound match with Ricard. He went from points off his feet to points onto the back, and we see that again here with Alex Hanna, a big five-point move.
That was
and he is looking at really rolling up his Knoxville opponent, Nash Lindsay, right now. He's got him stretched out.
That was the exact conversation that we had off the air, Coach and I, is getting those combinations and scoring early and scoring often. Stay aggressive and be on the offensive.
We also have 132-pounder for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont out here. It's Jackson Cargall at 132 against Ethan Kirby from Grinnell. That match is scoreless in the first period, just underway at 132 pounds. So I'll bring you that one. And, Travis, you want to bring us the 138-pound match featuring Alex Hanna.
Yeah, Hanna's still got his opponent here on his back with got another three more near fall count. He's out in front now, 8-0.
132-pounders, it's still no score on their feet nearing the end of the first period. 132 pounds, no score. Kirby Grinnell and Cargall, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
Hanna's got 10 seconds left here in this first period, and he's still got Lindsay on his back. Referee looking in there close, looking for that fall. And time's going to expire, and Lindsay done a nice job of keeping off of his both shoulders there and disallowing Hanna to three near fall points.
Let's run up to Ron Terpstra's on location up at Liberty Center. We'll be right back here at Williamsburg with the Rockets on the mat. But Ron, give us a quick update there from Liberty Center.
I tell you what, we're having a little technical trouble here. We've had trouble with the score, and we had a very competitive match here at 145-pound between Mesa Southeast 1 and off of Pleasantville. Tempers got a little out of hand. Both coaches were warned by the official. We have a little clock trouble. I think we've got it straightened out here right now on the mat. We've got, we got Tucker Babbitt of Moravia, 10-5. He's got his Linville Sully Lane Mathis on his back. Babbitt already up 2-0, has already secured a three-point near fall, and looks like the Mohawks are trying to get their first points of the day on the board.
Run back up to Ron Terpstra, who's on location up at Southeast Warren at Liberty Center. But right now we got Rocket in a little trouble here in the second period.
Yeah, at 138 pounds, Alex Hanna started the second period in a down position. His opponent, Nash Lindsay, caught him in an outside cradle, put him to his back, and this match is now 5-3 in favor of Hanna. But Hanna done a nice job of kicking out of that cradle and avoiding the pin.
I tell you what, the official was just a little bit out of position when Alex Hanna's shoulders were touched to the mat, and by the time he got around there, he was able to get one of them off, or it would have been a quick pin for Nash Lindsley from Knoxville. So Hanna, still on the bottom, fighting his way at 138 pounds. 132-pounders for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Cargill is in the down position. No score here in this 132-pound match.
Nash Lindsay is going to get called for a locking hands violation here, but Hanna worked his way up out the back door. Now getting to his feet, needs to break separation here to get the escape. Now he drops down on a single leg. Tries to hit that Kelly maneuver again that he hit in the first period. Now he's got the reversal, and he's got Nash Lindsay on his back.
What a reversal.
And Lindsay's going to lose a point for locking hands there as well. Over to 132 pounds, it's a reversal for Kirby from Grinnell to break open the scoring at 138 pounds. He's ahead of Jackson Cargill at 132, 2-0. Off the mat, out of bounds. We'll restart it with 30 seconds to go in the second period.
Lindsay's in trouble here.
He's got that reverse headlock in now, and he's chest to chest. He's up on his toes.
5 seconds.
But Lindsay doing a good job of rolling around there, trying to stay off his back. And the time's going to expire again.
How about that, Travis? Just to avoid the pinning right there by Lindsay, that's a huge win. Keeps this match alive.
Yeah, Hannah, you know, avoided getting pinned himself. And then right at the end of the period, Lindsay avoided getting pinned. So we're going to start third period. Wrestlers on their feet. 11-3 your score in favor of Alex Hannah of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
132-pounder for EBF. Cargill will go to the third period, trailing 2-0. And he will take the down. No, he'll take the neutral position, starting on their feet at 132 pounds. Third period action in quarterfinal match.
Hannah in on a deep single leg shot here. Lindsay does a nice job of sprawling off of it, off the edge of the mat. No points. Going to go back to the center and reset. Minute 30 to go in the third period. Alex Hannah out in front, 11-3.
Well, Dandy over here at 132, Joe Sinclair. Great contest at 136 to go. A 4-0 lead here.
Yeah, it was a good little takedown there by Kirby from Grinnell. He caught Jackson Cargill just a little bit flat-footed, was able to do a little bit of a bulldog maneuver, and got in there on a single leg, turned it into a double, and took him down. So it's 4-0 now in the third period with a minute 17 to go. EBF trailing in that one.
Lindsay takes a wild long shot here. Hannah does a nice job sprawling back, spins around behind, gets the two-point takedown. He's out in front 13-3. Hannah's working a chicken wing on the right side, got the arm barred on the left. Now he's trying to walk the head. Lindsay does a nice job of breaking away from that arm bar. Now Hannah got the arm barred again, trying to walk the head. Doesn't quite have the wrestler past parallel yet. Now Lindsay does a nice job.
Boy, Lindsay
works
so,
up to his base.
Boy, so
he's
good.
Just lanky and long.
Yeah.
Hard to control all of them long arms.
Final minutes over here at 132.
Yeah, and it's a 4-0 lead right now on the whistle restart for Cargill from EBF. He tries to do it. A little sit-out move there. Good job by Kirby from Grinnell with hand control. Nothing doing there on a sit-out switch attempt by Jackson Cargill. And now Cargill has his hands tied up. Tilt attempt here by Kirby with just 40 seconds to go. He's got EBF's Cargill broken down.
Oh, it looks like Hannah's got another pinning combination in, and once again, time's going to expire, but not before Hannah's going to get his hand raised. Aggressive wrestling right there. Lindsay did a great job of fighting off the pin, but great job of wrestling there by Hannah for EBF.
Yeah, and Hannah's going to get a major decision, so that's going to add up for some team points for the Rockets.
Final 16 seconds over here at 132 pounds.
Nice job with the T-bar being applied by Ethan Kirby from Grinnell. He's got Jackson Cargill broken down with just 6 seconds to go, and EBF's Cargill is trailing 4-0. It'll be Kirby advancing at 132.
Let's head back to the KIC studio. Joe Millage giving us a Sheraton Charger update. Jay Mill, give us an update.
All right, as we mentioned earlier, Emma Cochran with the loss earlier to her North Polk opponent. It was Trey Hall from Sheraton with the loss as well over his Mid Prairie opponent at 120. Hall, the sophomore. Chris Bowen from Centerville with a pin over his Mid Prairie Wellman opponent, just the 120 weight class sophomore. Congratulations to Bowen of Centerville. Kane Giesman from Sheraton with the Tech Fall loss to his Bondurant for our opponent. So we're keeping an eye on Centerville over in Washington and Sheraton up in North Polk. Let's go back live to you in High Fidelity up in Williamsburg.
We're rolling right along here at 145 and 152 on the mat, and this match being brought to you by Zappel Spraying Service. Zappel Spraying Service in Albion for all your custom spraying applications, from herbicides to insecticides. Zappel Spraying Service will feed the soil for optimum growth of your crops and control the weeds and insects that ruin your bottom line. Give Travis a call today, TZ, at 641-777-5916. Zappel Spraying Service.
We got 152-pounders out on the mat. Once again, it's a Grinnell versus Eddyville matchup. Alan Angle for EBF on the mat at 152 pounds against Klein from Grinnell. Angle with 17 wins against 13 losses is being taken down here by Klein from Grinnell, 30-17 on his senior campaign.
Angle's finding himself on his... done a nice little
switch behind there and got the arm barred and got a quick two count there for Klein from Durnell.
Real good duck under takedown for him, and he was able to turn that into nice kick out by Angle. Gets rid of that cradle hook by Klein from Grinnell. So Angle is working from the bottom here, and we're off the mat outside the circle. Going to go back to the center of the mat and reset it with Angle from EBF. Getting set in the down position, and we will get this whistle started. Official gives him the signal. Klein covers on the left side, and nice little tilt try there by Klein from Grinnell. Good job by Angle fighting it off. Now Angle gets to his base. The leg is hooked on the inside by Klein. He's got the crossbody right in there. Now he gives up the crossbody right, hooks the leg on the left side with his knee, trying to break down Alan Angle for EBF. And time expires in the first period. 5-0, your score, Grinnell on top.
During the period break, let's run up to North English. Jamie Brockman, Brett Sands, live and in 3D.
All right, thank you very much. Couple updates here in this Class 1A sectional at 170 pounds. That match is now complete. Jordan Hickson of Pekin got the 14-3 major decision win over Nate Schuster of Sigourney Kyoto. That was back and forth, tight early. Jordan Hickson pulled away late from Pekin and got that major decision win. Just completed 182 pounds. Zeke Webb of Sigourney Kyoto, a sophomore who was just 12-31 entering this tournament, wins by technical fall 16-1 over senior Dalton Alexander of BGM. That was a great match by Zeke Webb of Sigourney Kyoto, Brett Sams.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a good match back and forth. It was a quick upset, and we're storming right through this first period. I can't wait for the semifinals to get started.
All right, semifinals coming up here shortly in North English. We'll be here to bring you updates on Thunder Country KIIC.
That's Jamie Brockman, Brett Sams, one of our three locations up to North English. They're back here at Williamsburg in Class 2A. 152 pounds on the mat, 145 pounds going at it. Right here at 152 pounds, Joe Sinclair, we've got a match going on here with the Rockets.
Well, a 7-0 lead right now for Klein from Grinnell, and he's working a Saturday night ride on Alan Angle. He's a good leg rider there, and Angle is having trouble battling those legs, and it's going to be three more near fall points on the Saturday night ride for Bryson Klein. He was stretched out by Klein, Angle was, and lucky to get out of that one without the pin. But three more, 10-0 now, your score at 152 pounds. EBF's Alan Angle going to have to work some type of a pinning combination here to get out of this quarterfinal match and advance.
TZ, let's go over to you. Kobe Gordon on the mat for Knoxville, over 145 pounds.
Yeah, the second period just came to an end there. Gordon just got three near fall points. He's out in front now, 9-1 to start the third period. Gordon's going to start this third period in the top position. His opponent is Adam Grumman from Grinnell. Grumman tries to hit a sit out. Gordon does a nice job. Follows him around. Now he's got him broke down. Trying to work a arm bar. Single wing. Gordon's out in front 9-1.
152-pounder Alan Angle will start the third period in the down position. Going to try to score from the bottom against Bryson Klein from Grinnell, trailing 10-0 as we start the third period at 152 pounds here in Williamsburg.
This round brought to you by Harold Trailer Sales. If you're in the market for a new or used camper, be sure and go to Harold Trailer Sales in Indianola. They're on Highway 92 just past the Warren County Fairgrounds. Find out more at HaroldTrailerSales.com. That's HaroldTrailerSales.com. Joe Sinclair, Rockets a little trouble here at 152.
You know, really not a surprise, though. Bryce Klein, talented senior. I'm sure he was hoping that he would have gotten on the bottom side of the bracket, but Joe Hollenrake with the better record there against Klein from Grinnell. So Klein's going to have to get to the finals by going through top-ranked Isaac Judge from South Tama County, but he is going to cruise into that win. He's got a minute left with a 10-point lead at 152 pounds over Alan Angle from EBF. He's on top, working a crossbody ride here on Angle. gets rid of the leg now and does a deep waist ride. Sit out attempt by Angle. Angle not giving up by any stretch of imagination, but his head just a little bit too close to the mat to be able to score. And a good job there with pressure by Klein from Grinnell, taking care of Alan Angle. And there's a nice little Granby roll by Angle, and he Granby rolls right out of it, scores his first point of the match with 35 seconds to go. It's a 10-1 contest, and the wrestlers are on their feet here at 152 pounds, and you can hear the EBF Rocket faithful cheering on Alan Angle, rooting him, and a double leg there by Klein from Grinnell. He's got his head right in between the legs of Angle. Angle grabs the ankles in the back, but with 17 seconds to go, this is not what Alan Angle needs. He needs to be able to get separation, hopefully a stalemate, and then try to work a feet-to-back combination, and that's exactly what he's going to get with 9 seconds to go.
Kobe Gordon at the end of the third period here, he's going to win that contest 13-6 over Adam Grubman of Grinnell.
Let's jump on the airwaves in our three locations in 3D. All this being brought to you by our good friends at Benton Place Apartment, Boyle and Henderson PC, and Centerville Produce. Ron Terpstra on location in Liberty Center. Ron, give us a quick update.
I'll tell you what, we just had the match of the day right here at 113 pounds in the semifinals. Will Martin of Moravian, Randy Jimenez of Southeast Warren. I'll tell you what, they had everybody on their feet. I'll tell you, Martin skates with a 2-0 win. He was warm for stalling with 30 seconds left in the match. And I'll tell you what, the crowd was into that one. Over here on mat two right now, I've got Zach Knapp from Moravia wrestling David Walker of Central Decatur. Currently, Knapp leads 4-0. I'll tell you what, appears to be in control after a very exciting first period.
And Jason, before we go back to Williamsburg, Adrian Hill from Sheraton, penned by Cody Wallace of PCM at weight class 152. Back to you in 3D action in Williamsburg.
First Iowa State Bank is proud to be sponsors of Albia Wrestling. First Iowa State Bank, hometown value, hometown service. For all your lending needs, let First Iowa State Bank help you today. And on the mat is Stephen Collins. Or Stephen Conley.
Stephen Conley, yeah.
Stephen Collins is quite the guy, but Stephen Conley looking to get a W here for Albia.
He's got the Weller connection, Joe Hollenrake out there. Hollenrake 32-4 on his senior campaign. And Hollenrake really nice in there. Gets the ankle pick, elevates to the ceiling of this Williamsburg gymnasium, and comes back down in control on Stephen Conley with a two-point takedown. Just underway here at 152 pounds. This is a quarterfinal match featuring Stephen Conley from Albia, 14-16 on his freshman campaign. He's up against talented senior Joe Hollenrake from Knoxville. Now Hollenrake working from the top. He's got a chicken wing in on the left-hand side. Oh, wow. Casts over, puts the chicken wing in on the right-hand side, and he's got the double chicken wing going. And if he can turn Stephen Conley into the center of the mat, he is going to be able to score some back points here. And it is walking the head. He's got to be a little bit careful here, does Hollenrake, to make sure he doesn't put Conley into a potentially dangerous situation, and very wisely gives up the double chicken wing, goes to the single wing, and is working a half Nelson and a chicken wing simultaneously, walks ahead and turns over Stephen Conley. It is tight. It is the first period, and it is a pin in 1 minute 31
we've
seconds.
We've seen Hollenrake in his career. He's an outstanding wrestler. Stephen Conley, obviously from a good pedigree, his future looks really, really bright, but, man, when you run up against an athlete like Hollenrake, a guy that we expect to be a podium type of guy at Wells Fargo.
A very, very, very technical pin by Joe Hollenrake. He had the double chicken wing in, went to walk the head, tried to scoop the head with a figure four with his leg, got his shoulders just a little bit out of position where it was going to be potentially dangerous, gave up one half the chicken wing, turned it into a half Nelson, and got the pin in a minute and 31 seconds.
Rolling right along here, going to go to 170 as we peek forward. These matches being brought to you by our good friends at Albia Hy-Vee. Get all those last-minute big game supplies at your Albia Hy-Vee. Wings, dips, ribs, meat, and cheese trays. They're all your game day headquarters located at Hy-Vee in Albia. And let's get a quick Centerville update. Jay Mill, take the mic and grab hold of here.
All right, leaving you on live so we don't miss any action. Weight class 138 over in Washington. Bogle from Centerville is pinned by his Fairfield opponent. Again, at weight class 138, Bogle will have a chance to wrestle back. Back to you guys.
All right, here at 170 pounds. That was a quick match. 170-pound contest here. A pin just about 15 seconds in at 170.
Teason for South Tama County came out like he was pretty angry at Mason Roberts. I don't know if he was angry because Jacob Fisher got the number two seed with a similar record, but
yeah.
It was Teason by fall over Roberts from EBF at 175.
or at 170 pounds here in Williamsburg. So we'll have a nice semifinal match.
That's going to be dandy.
Keeson from South Tama County against Fisher from Albia. That's going to be a fun one.
Well, the seedings, you know, you look at the seeding, you got to feel like Albia got the seeds they wanted. I know he was, coach was a little disappointed. He thought Barrett Bonnet deserved a little better seeding. Barrett came out here, got the pin right away, but the seeding for Albia, I thought, did really well. I think EBF did the same thing here.
Here's more South Tama County versus EBF. It's Seth Cargill from EBF, a freshman, 6-27 on the season, going up against another freshman. At 195 is Peyton Vest from South Tama County with a nice little duck under. Gets behind, gets control, and as they go off the mat, it is control, a takedown awarded to Vest from South Tama County. 16 seconds into this one, we reset it for you at the center of the mat. Vest covers Cargill from the left side, puts a deep waist ride in on the right arm. Nice stand-up attempt here by Cargill, but good deep waist ride there by Vest. Now Vest is working the deep waist and a chicken wing. He puts the chicken wing in on the left-hand side, turns it over, and he's going to get back points against Cargill. Cargill tries to roll through it, but cannot quite get enough velocity on that turn and will wind up on his back in a chicken wing. So still a deep waist ride in there by Vest. I think if Vest gives up that deep waist and tries to go to a half Nelson with that, he's got potential to do more, and that's exactly what he does. He puts the half Nelson in on the left-hand side, gets chest to chest. He's got Cargill stretched out. Now it's a reverse half situation for Vest from South Tama County. First period action, 1 minute remaining. A reverse half now for Vest, and he's got Seth Cargill from EBF stretched out. Stretched out and still parallel, though, and there's the pin with a minute 12. Call that a 1 minute 12 second pin for Vest for South Tama County over Cargill from EBF. And a nice job there fighting for Cargill.
Absolutely. McGriff of Fremont and New Sharon for all your farm and home supplies. Check out McGriff's in Fremont, New Sharon. They carry feed, seed, tools, paint, fencing supplies, clothing, and everything in between. McGriff's of Fremont, New Sharon, just a short drive from your place and just a short drive through the airwaves that it is today. We're heading up to North English. Jamie Brockman, Brett Sands on location. Guys, give us a quick update.
All right, well, thank you very much. We are in our final first-round match here, guys, at North English. In fact, we only had 7 first-round head-to-head matches in this 1A sectional because there were a lot of buys into the semifinals. Latest update would be at 195 pounds, David McCammett of BGM, a winner by fall over Bryce Loafer of Iowa Valley. And right now, the final first-round match is at heavyweight, and it is featuring Sam Fowler, a sophomore from Sigourney, Kyoto, taking on Caden Pollock, a freshman from Pekin. Right now, Fowler has a 4-1 lead in that match as we're winding down final seconds. 5 seconds and counting to go. Looks like Sam Fowler of Sigourney Kyoto is going to hang on and get that win as he's going to ride Pollock out here to the final buzzer. And this one is complete. Sam Fowler, Sigourney Kyoto, the sophomore, a 4-1 decision win over Caden Pollock, a freshman from Pekin, to finish out the first round here at English Valleys. Guys, we're moving now straight into the semifinals. We'll bring you more updates shortly from English Valleys here on Thunder Country.
Jamie Brockman, Brett Sands on location. 3 locations in 3D today, and that's up at North English. Jody McCoy, Hometown Realty. Let Jody help you find your dream home for the real estate service you deserve and the person you trust. Contact Jody McCoy, real estate agent with Hometown Realty. Give her a call today, 641-799-4450. Let's head over to the red mat on the east side at 170 pounds. TZ, give us an update.
I'll give you the results here at 220. It's going to be Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. That is Cale Kellogg. It's Nolan Stetter against Williamsburg, Isaac Macer. And Macer right now has rolled up a couple of back point tries after an early takedown, and he leads 2-0 over Stetter from EBF. And we're just underway here in the first period at 220. Stetter trailing 2-0.
170 pounds, got Wyatt Hunter from Grinnell, and he's wrestling Tucker Stanerson of Williamsburg. And right now, Stanerson of Williamsburg has a 7-0 lead with a minute to go in the third period.
Oh, here's a half Nelson here by Mason from Williamsburg, and he's got Stetter turned over. And Stetter, with 21 seconds to go at 220 pounds in the first period, is finding himself chest-to-chest against Isaac Mazur, looking up at the lights. Mazur from Williamsburg has the chest-to-chest action. He's got the half reverse. There's 9 seconds to go in the match, folks. Stetter from EBF fighting off his back. If he can get it
He will be trailing 5-0 going into the second period, and that's exactly what's going to happen. He fights his way off his back. He will trail 5-0 going to the second.
Very good. TZ, an update there at 170.
Yeah, Standerson from Williamsburg, he got the pin. But real quick here, Jason, team score rundown. Williamsburg is in first place, 116 points. South Tama, number two at 113. Durnell, number three at 93. Eddyville Blakesburg in fourth at 84. Knoxville in fifth at 79. And Albia in sixth at 64 team points.
A couple of Rockets on the mat right now at 220 and 182 pounds. Let's go back to 220, 150 to go in that second period. And Joe Sinclair, again, the
nice job there by Stetter. He takes neutral to start this second period. Tried to underhook, and just as he was getting that throw on a double underhook against Mazers from Williamsburg, they go off the mat. So they start at the center of the mat, 20 seconds into the second period, a 5-0 advantage for the Williamsburg wrestler.
182 pounds here. We got Clay Johnson from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont taking on Nane Baker of Knoxville. And Johnson gets a takedown here with a minute to go here in the first period, and he's trying to roll his opponent, Baker, to his back. Gets a quick two count.
And at 220 pounds, a double underhook by Mazers.
Wow.
He steps through, and a Saturday night ride from a double underhook turns into a pin for Mazer over Stetter. And that was just a very, very strong. That Mazer kid has spent some time at 220 pounds in the weight room because he just got that underhook, and instead of trying to toss, he just stepped through, tripped, and turned it into Saturday Night Ride and stretched out Stetter for EBF. The pin goes for Williamsburg.
That is not an earthquake. That seismic activity you feel throughout Southern Iowa is the steps of the big men. Taking the mat, Blake Devers, EBF, and Lane Pierce here at 285 pounds, our feature matchup here. As we're underway at 285.
Clay Johnson now has a 6-0 lead over Nayan Baker of Knoxville here with 45 seconds to go in the first period.
Good matchup here for you folks. EBF and Albia, we've seen these two wrestlers on the mat all season long. Lane Pierce for Albia, 25-23 on his senior campaign. He's pummeling against Blake Devers from EBF, 17-26 on his junior campaign. Winner of this one, folks, is going to be able to take on Mario Moncada, the top seed in the 285-pound semifinal match. And we are at big boy wrestling here at 285. Lane Pierce trying to get a pummel going, underhook against Blake Devers from EBF. Both wrestlers are pummeling for position, trying to get inside position. A little bit of head slapping, a little bit of collar action, trying to get hand control here at 285.
Yeah, over here at 182 pounds, Clay Johnson gets reversed here. Now he's on his back. Nayan Baker's got him on his back as time expires. He's going to get three near-fall points, and now this contest is going to be 6-5. Clay Johnson out in front of Nayan Baker. Start second period.
That's a good match, Travis, and when they get the third period started on that one, we'll leave it with you. That was pretty exciting.
I'll
finish to that period.
Lane Pierce is he's definitely got the size advantage. Now he's going to take that size and turn it into a takedown. He's got a 2-0 lead. Well, he didn't get the takedown. Now he comes behind. Now he's got the takedown. 36 seconds and counting here. Opening period at 285. Let's run back to 182.
Yeah, start second period here, and Johnson's going to start in the down position. Baker covers him. Johnson tries to hit a stand up here. Baker takes him back down to the mat. Working a little arm bar here. Now Johnson gets the far leg, tries to come out the back, gets a 2-point reversal. He's out in front now, 8-5.
Big boy Albia's Lane Pierce is working from the top, trying to turn over Blake Devers from EBF. He's way out high, way out front, but he's got arm control, trying to work a pinning combination on top at 285.
We're going to take a timeout here, run up to Joe Millage back at the studio, who's got an update with Centerville and Sheraton as we move to the second period here at 285 and give you the final minutes at 182.
All right, leaving you on live, Peyton Russell from Centerville, the 195-pounder with a pin over Allen of Davis County. Congratulations, Russell. Peyton Russell of Centerville moves on at 195. Real quick, Matt Lewis, Jason, is on the mat for Centerville. He's 34-1. Yeah, weight class 106. He's on the mat right now against his opponent from Fairfield. We'll keep you up to date on that one. Back live to you.
Lane Pierce gets the escape to begin the second period. He's got a 3-0 lead, but over to 182 we go. TZ, what a match we got going on over there.
45 seconds to go here in the second period. Johnson of EBF still has the lead, 8-5. He's riding his opponent, Nayan Baker. Baker tries to hit a side roll here. Now he gets out the side. Johnson doing a nice job of holding on, staying back on the
hip.
Now he's trying to work a tilt here.
Uh-oh. Now he's going to get reversed. Now Baker has Johnson fighting off his back. Joe, this here is a lot of excitement in this 182-pound match.
It's going to come down to who's got the most gas, but right now EBF in trouble on that mat.
Yeah, Baker ends up chest-to-chest here with the half Nelson in. Getting the near fall points. It's 8-7 is the score.
Wowzers, what a dandy 182. Final 5 seconds.
You know, this is a heck of a match. And with time expiring.
As we end the second period here, now I think that we missed 2 points in there somewhere. I'm high up above this mat, and I can't
back
quite see what
somewhere.
Was going on, but I think we missed 2 points there for Clay Johnston. Baker's going to go in to start this third period now with a 10-8 lead.
Well, here's Lane Pierce got his points, though, Joe.
Here's
he got
a good
takedown.
Good power bull rush takedown by Lane Pierce at 285 to extend his lead to 5-0 over Blake Beavers from EBF. And now he's got a half Nelson in, trying to turn over Devers from EBF. He's got him on his back, and he's got a size advantage, a significant sizable size advantage for Lane Pierce at 285. And there's the pin. Call that pin in 3 minutes and 41 seconds.
That pin brought to you by Morton Buildings. A strong building starts with a strong foundation. Visit MortonBuildings.com to find out about their exclusive Morton Foundation system, which uses concrete for the strongest building yet. Morton Buildings, standing the test of time. Let's go back to 182.
Yeah, Clay Johnson was in on a nice single leg shot, but Baker of Knoxville done a nice job sprawling back and chucked Johnson by and got the 2-point takedown. Now Baker out in front, 12-8 over Clay Johnson.
The final match here at 285 pounds is going to feature Milo Johnson from Knoxville against Cole Cremines from Williamsburg. Cole Cremines has got the Melrose connection. His father, Eric, was the class, I believe, of probably about 86, 88, somewhere in there.
86,
yep. So we'll root for Knoxville and we'll root for Williamsburg. And that's
Clay Johnson on a nice sit-out switch here. Baker catches him, though, in the switch and puts him to his back. Now Johnson fighting off his back. And
a lot of time.
Nyan Baker's got that in tight. That's going to get the pin.
That was a back-and-forth, roly-poly, anything-goes type of match, TZ. Entertaining for the fans, but the EVF wrestler coming up just short.
Yeah, like Joe said earlier, that just came down to who had the most gas left in the tank there in the third period, and Nyan Baker, 12-12, junior, and got Clay Johnson caught in a side roll and just got him on his back and got the pin.
Well, let's side roll up to North English, where Jamie Brockman and Brett Sams are on location. Guys, give us a 1A update.
All right, thank you very much. We are in a break right now as the first round is already complete. Only had 7 head-to-head matches in that first round, a lot of buys. So we're in a break right now going to the semifinals. Got about 10 minutes left on the clock before we roll into the semis. Just a quick recap of the first round head-to-head matches. 138 pounds, Traven Murray wins by fall at 160. Drew Slaymaker, a 6-1 winner at 170 pounds. Brevin Platt of Iowa Valley, winner by fall. Jordan Hickson of Pekin, a winner by major decision 14-3. Sigourney Kyoto, Zeke Webb, a winner at 182 pounds by technical fall at 195. BGM's David McCammett, a winner by fall. And at heavyweight, it was Sam Fowler of Sigourney Kyoto picking up the win over Caden Pollock of Pekin. So those were the first round head-to-head matches, all complete. Now we're moving into the semifinals, and Brett Sams, this is where it'll get exciting now. We get to see Mason Dye, a ranked wrestler for Sigourney Kyoto, Caleb Reeves, a ranked wrestler, high-ranked wrestler for Sigourney Kyoto, as well as a couple ranked wrestlers for Iowa Valley. So now it really starts to turn up the heat.
Yep, now the brackets are filled in. We've got matches at every weight, and this is where you get to see a lot of the big-time matches, and things start to get tight. So I'm looking forward to this round here in about 10 minutes.
All right, this report brought to you by the Albia Hy-Vee and also by Benton Place. With Brett Sams, I'm Jamie Brockman. We're live at English Valley High School on Thunder Country KIIC.
That is North English, as Jamie Brockman and Brett Sams bring you our trifecta of fun and 3D coverage all day long, and also keeping an eye on Centerville and Sheraton with Joe Millage back at the studio. Ron Terpstra over in Liberty Center. We'll go to Ron here in a few minutes. But, guys, a great opening round here as we set up the semifinals to earn those tickets.
No doubt about it. The only thing that kind of jumps out at me in that first round, and we've still got a couple of wrestlers out here, the 285-pounder, Cole Kermes from Williamsburg, gets an escape to start the second period to extend his lead to 2-0. The wrestlers are on their feet now, 285. It's Milo Johnson from Knoxville on that one. But just an overview of this first round, a little bit of a disappointment for EBF. They had a lot of close matches that they couldn't quite finish. And, you know, just goes to show the talent that's in this room today, folks. You're listening to live high school wrestling action on 96.7. We're live from Williamsburg at the Class 2A sectional number 12. And a couple of ranked teams in here, and they're proving why they have those rankings.
That's what you talked about as we opened up this show, is that this is going to be one of the most, and a lot of places will say this, but really when you look at the who's who of wrestling, the names that are here today and the wrestlers are here today, this was going to be you have to earn it type of Saturday for these wrestlers with the competition in this room.
Yeah, there's a lot of good competition here, and you look through these weight brackets and you find all of them but two have one, if not two, top 10 ranked kids in the state this year. So knowing that and knowing what quality and caliber there is here, it's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, we're about to our break, but we got 220 and 285 going on here. But we're going to run back to Joe Millage here in just a second to get an update on Centerville and Sheraton. But the final 31 seconds of this 285-pound match here in the second period, really good contest here, Joe Sinclair.
Yeah, and it's been all the pressure's been coming from Kermes from Williamsburg. He's gotten a couple of stall calls against the Knoxville wrestler Milo Johnson, and Johnson is going to be losing 2 points the next time he's called for stalling, because Kermes is just putting the pressure on him, and it's Johnson from Knoxville just backing up, and it's a bull rush backup right now, and that official, if he wanted to right now, could call Milo Johnson for stalling right now, and I think he's talking to him, telling him to get it going as we wind out the second period. 3-0 the score. It's an escape for Kermes and a couple of stall calls. And at 285 now, Kermes will cover Johnson. Johnson takes down on the start. Kermes covers on the right-hand side. Oh, immediately puts in half Nelson and rolls over Johnson. And it's going to be all there is. That was fast. 7 seconds into the third period. So call that pin in 4 minutes and 7 seconds for Cole Kermes from Williamsburg over Johnson from Knoxville.
Wow, that was, that's impressive.
Yeah, that was fast. He just kind of shoved him to the side, got his left hand in on a half Nelson, and turn that into a lever that was too much.
Not too much is the coverage today. A lot's going on as this is sectional Saturday. It's the big week, and we're going to bring you more wrestling here from Williamsburg. But real quick, let's run back to the KIC studios where Joe Millage has got the updates for Centerville and for Sheraton. Then we'll head over to Liberty Center here in a second, talk with Ron Terpstra, get an update there. And then Jamie Brockman, Brett Sands, they're in their break as well in North English. Let's go back to the KIC studios. Jay Mill, give us that Charger and Big Red update.
Well, first, that Knoxville Milo Johnston, his dad is one of the big-time fans of Thunder Country wrestling coverage, has been for many, many years. All right, Cole Cooper from Centerville, pinned by Hale of Davis County. That's in the quarterfinal 285 weight class. Again, Cooper from Centerville is pinned by his Davis County opponent, Hale. And then weight class 160 over at Sheraton, the Sheraton sectional, which is actually up in Alleman at North Polk, Mills with the win over his Seidel opponent. So again, Mills at weight class 160 for Sheraton. Sheraton has had a tough first round bout here, but they advance Mills here over his Seidel opponent. He'll make it to the semifinals. One more quick one, Jason. Tanner Nance, pinned by Sam Miller of Van Meter. Tanner, a Sheraton 220 weight class wrestler. Back to you.
Very good. We are at the break. One match on the being finalized here. 50 seconds and go to go. 220 pounds. Travis, you can give us an update there real quick as we wind down this opening session. And TZ took a break as we were trying to get things in. He's breaking down the brackets.
Yeah, I was just trying to get caught up there on...
good luck with that, man. It was fast and furious.
On a lot of the matches, they're trying to get caught up on the backside to see what we got coming on for the fifth-place matches coming up here in the third round.
220 tied at two here. Final 18 seconds. And we're going to go to Ron Terpstra here in just a second as we wind things down here from Williamsburg in this opening round. As we set things up for the semifinals to find out who's going to earn their golden ticket to the next round.
Yeah, 220 pounds here. It's just kind of been a slow back and forth start here, and we're going to end the third period here tied 2-2. We're going to go into some overtime here as Cameron Stevenson from Grinnell and Cale Kellogg from South Tama County.
Well, while they're finishing up here at 220 and we get ready for the next round, let's head over to Liberty Center. The living legend, Ron Terpstra, on location.
I tell you what, we're at break here in Liberty Center. They're doing something a little different. We are halfway through the semifinal round. We wrestled up to 138 pounds. Now we're having to take a break for another 10 minutes. I tell you what, it's not been a good day so far for the Mohawks. I'll tell you what, the match that last time I was on, Zach Knapp was leading 5-0 against David Walker of Central Decatur. Walker was able to turn the tables in a very exciting match and squeaked out a 9-8 victory. 132 pounds, Travis Dodgehill, North Mahaska, Ethan Martin of Moravia. Dodgehill, winner, minute 24 seconds. You'll remember Dodgehill was a state qualifier 2 years ago, but last year got upset in the districts over there in Pleasantville, Joe Millage. You and I remember that match very well. So it's Dodgehill in the finals. We're wrestling J.T. Rao of Southeast Warren. Rao put in a very good performance over Jaden Halfordy of Wayne Community. I believe with a 9-5 decision. So we're kind of on break here for about another 10 minutes here in Southeast Warren, but we are halfway through the semifinals, and when we pick back up, we're going to go right into 138 pounds. Moravia's main man, Nick Martin, he'll be wrestling Bradley Metz of Southeast Warren. Metz was a first-round winner over Nathan Roth of Pleasantville, 13-11 in a very exciting match. But it's probably a good thing we took a break here, because I tell you what, the nerves are pretty jittery, the crowd's excited, and we've had a little bit of everything here so far. But I hope them guys in Williamsburg are enjoying it. If we can get a little cross time, I got a few questions I'd like to ask those guys, a few kids I followed and refereed their parents, and I'd like to see how things are going over there.
That is Ron Terpstra on location and 3D from Liberty Center is this trifecta of fun. Three locations, all in 3D, as we will be back after a quick timeout. The opening round is in the books at all three locations. When we come back, we'll check in with North English and get their update on their opening round. And TZ and Joe Sinclair will break down our opening round as we head to the semifinals. After this timeout, you're listening to live exclusive wrestling coverage in 3D. Don't go anywhere.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader. Thunder Country, KIIC.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
When it comes to grain carts, the conversation starts and ends with Kinsey, an exclusive dual auger, low profile design, and external corner auger improve visibility and reduce operator fatigue. Unload at speeds up to 750 bushels per minute. Choose from 1,100, 1,300, and 1,500 bushel capacities. All come with a 2-year warranty. Bigger loads, better unloads. Kinsey grain carts are here at Bowser Equipment in Albia, or go to Kinsey.com.
Zapital Spraying Service in Albia for all your custom spraying applications, from herbicides to insecticides and everything in between. Zapital Spraying Service here to feed the soil for optimum growth of your crops and control the weeds and insects that are trying to ruin your bottom line. Give Travis a call to schedule your appointment and see what works best for your fields. 777-5916. That's 777-5916. Zapital Spraying Service in Albia.
If it's Super Bowl 52, it's on Westwood One.
The champs are back, and the dynasty continues. For Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, it's Super Bowl number 8 for their Hall of Fame careers.
The New England Patriots, the Philadelphia Eagles. All the action is right here. KIIC Albia.
Here's a job alert. If you're looking for a career you can take pride in, send an email to explorecargilleddyville@cargill.com to begin the online application process. They are currently accepting applications for operations technicians. These are 12-hour rotating shifts with a starting wage of $20.40 per hour with opportunities for job growth and additional pay. Again, that's explorecargilleddyville@cargill.com. explorecargilleddyville@cargill.com. Cargill is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer.
Get super savings during Menards Super Sale. Get rid of hard water with a Morton water softener from Menards. Choose a 34,000 grain unit that regenerates only when you need it, saving you salt and water. It works with both city and well water sources. Right now, a 34,000 grain capacity Morton water softener is only $349 during Menards Super Sale. Get super savings now through February 3rd.
Save big money at Menards.
Brent Yeager here from your LBI Hy-Vee. Whether you're tuning in on Sunday to watch the big game or just to watch all those crazy commercials, we've got everything you need to make your day more enjoyable. We have specials on all your favorites, trays, chips, pizza, wings, and dips, all packaged up, ready to go. The smoker will be going with full racks of ribs, and your favorite beverage is waiting as well. So swing by your LBI Hy-Vee today. You'll be the winner with all your fans.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Welcome back, everyone, in high fidelity. 3D from Williamsburg in three locations. The trifecta of fun on this sectional Saturday. And why not just get in our little airwave machine and head up to North English, where Jamie Brockman and Brett Sands are on location. They're in the break as we are as well, as we set up the semifinals. They've been set. Guys, as always, lots of anticipation, lots of excitement, lots of dreams being broke and made all on these mats today. Give us a update from North English.
All right. Thank you very much, guys. Well, we just started the semifinal round, and now the brackets are full, and the action heats up. And we just saw Mason Dye of Sigourney Kyoto, a sophomore who's ranked 9th in the state according to the predicament, 10th in the state according to IAWrestle.com. And Mason Dye of Sigourney Kyoto taking on Wright Hillpiper of BGM, a freshman. And Brett Sams, update us on how Mason Dye did for Sigourney Kyoto.
Yeah, Mason Dye came out, and he didn't waste no time getting aggressive in that match. He had about three quick takedowns. He was just a hammer on top, and he really had his way with Wright Hillpiper of BGM. And he ended up getting that fall there in the second period. Wasn't really tested that match. And as expected, Mason Dye is Sigourney Kyoto, 41-3 on the year. He moves on to the finals.
All right, and now underway, the other 106 semifinal, Keegan Cope of English Valleys against Ethan Kupka of HLV, and then we'll move into 113 pounds. Couple weight classes I want to highlight, just a quick mention at 120 pounds. There was only two competitors, so they're already into the finals. Seth Thompson of English Valleys and Blake Mann of BGM both get byes into the finals. But a couple of ones to highlight here, Brett Sams. 152 pounds. We got a couple talented wrestlers. Keaton Bayon of Pekin, 39-3. We'll take on Isaiah Moncada of Iowa Valley. And then on the other side of that one, we'll see Jordan Probasco of Montezuma, who's 43-8, taking on Zach Boonder of Sigourney Kyoto. So we'll see if those two wrestlers, Bayon of Pekin and Probasco of Montezuma, can wrestle their way into the finals to face each other.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are the type of matches that you got to get it ready for this time of year, because you know you're going to run into a couple good kids and a couple weight classes. You're not going to see that in all the weight classes here today, but there's going to be a couple weight classes here in the semifinals where you're going to highlight that match, and that's going to be a big one for one of those two wrestlers as it comes to reaching their goal and making it to Wells Fargo and moving on to districts next week.
Another big highlight weight class will be 182 pounds, and this is where we'll see
Garrett Sims of Iowa Valley, a ranked wrestler, 48-1 on the season. He's going to take on the youngster Zeke Webb of Sigourney Kyoto, who won his first round matchup. And then on the other side of that, Cale Hester of English Valley's Skyler Jewel of Pekin. I'm looking forward to seeing Garrett Sims wrestle, though. He's ranked second in the state by both the predicament and IA Wrestle.
Yeah, absolutely. He had a bye first round. I currently have never seen the kid wrestle, but his resume at 48-1 so far says it all. And I don't see him, from the looks of this bracket, being tested here today. But keep an eye on that in a couple weeks here at Wells Fargo, or there at Wells Fargo Arena, as he's probably going to be buying for a state champion.
And then the other one, of course, that's really going to catch our eye is 220 pounds. Caleb Reeves, Sigourney Kyoto, 42-0 on the season, ranked number two. He's a two-time state qualifier already and place winner at state. He's going to wrestle inexperienced wrestler Ethan Cooksey of Pekin, who's 8-1. Obviously, Reeves the heavy, heavy favorite there. And on the other side of that, Noah McCammon of English Valleys, Dustin Stoner of Montezuma, who's 42-8. Likely Stoner and Reeves both will advance, and that should be a great final.
Yeah, absolutely. Caleb Reeves comes up short a little bit at the state tournament the last couple of years, and I guarantee you he's got a chip on his shoulder this year going into these tournaments, as this is his last postseason of wrestling in high school. And I don't think he'll be tested here today, but in a couple of weeks, I look forward to seeing how Caleb Reeves finishes his senior year for Sigourney Kyoto.
All right. The other 106-pound semifinal going on right now. Can you give us a quick update on that one, Brett, before we send it back?
It's 4-1. We got a bunch of people in front of us. Is this getting hyped up in here as we reach the semifinals? The crowd's wild, so I can't see what leg bands are there, but we'll get an update on that when we come back.
All right, this report brought to you by Albia Brewing Company, also by American Family Insurance, Phil Griffin Agency in Oskaloosa. With Brett Sams, I'm Jamie Brockman. We're coming to you live from the Class 1A Section 8, Class 1A Sectional 8 here at North English, English Valleys High School on Thunder Country KIIC.
That's Jamie Brockman, Brett Sams. They said North English, one of our trifectas of fun here today is Quality Ag. When you're looking for the best in your pet food, why not just spoil yourself for Super Bowl Sunday? How about the pets in the house? And Bowser the Bulldog, Joe Sinclair, you can take care of not only putting the crops in and taking them out, but you can take care of their pets along the way, too.
Oh, we got a great team there taking care of everybody's pet. Melissa Hughes there at the front desk, she keeps it. Card for everybody that comes in and buys
Baker's
their pet food.
Doesn't.
And the Baker's doesn't. She punches that card for you, and when you buy your 12th bag, the 13th one's free. It's the old Baker's elevator, and it's the old Baker's dozen, just 2 miles west of Albion on the new old Highway 34.
Talking about great teams. You know, we were mentioning Ron Terpstra, and all of a sudden, everyone starts to turn around. And they started throwing popcorn and debris at us, and I think they thought he was here.
Ron, he's not lying. They were.
Let's run over to Ron Terpstra, the name that precedes the name.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're in Waynesburg and they're throwing popcorn at you, I could tell stories for an hour about that deal. Please say hi to Marty Koch, my old friend over there. He's the chief of police there in town. Now, there was a time or two I didn't think he was going to let me out of town, but that's all right. Marty's probably down at the score table keeping score like he has for the last 25 years, a great supporter of the program. But I'll tell you what, here in Liberty Center, it's really heated up. We've started the semifinals again. Tyler Strasser, North Mahaska, state qualifier 2 years ago, was down 4-0, had to fight his way back as a 7-5 winner over Davis of Central Decatur. So Strasser moves in the finals. Another step closer to another return to the state tournament. But, hey, the Moravia Mohawks, Nick Martin, got a fall in semifinals, 1 minute and 56 seconds. He's kind of maybe got this Mohawk machine turned around here. And I'll tell you what, he kind of woke up the Mohawk faithful. And I'll tell you what, they're kind of still looking for a few more things here in this deal. But, hey, before we go any further, hey, I got a little trivia question, and I've got $20 burning a hole in my pocket, but I've got a trivia question for all our fans out there listening today. And the question is very simple. It's like this. I want everybody to name the year, name the weight class, and name the two wrestlers, one from Sheraton, one from Albia, that wrestled in a place match. Now, there may be more than one, but I've got one in mind that
really sticks out of my mind. I remember seeing this match. So name the year, name the weight class, name the wrestler from Albia, name the wrestler from Sheraton that wrestled in a place match. So I've got $20 to our first listener that can figure that out. And Joe, I'm going to send it back to you.
All right, hey guys, we're going to keep it right here. We'll get that text line out here in a second. 641-799-1437, Southern Iowa Technology text line. Again, 641-799-1437. But we're back in action here. Semifinal, Aiden Reeves, the returning state champion, on the mat, on the takedown, and he is underway.
120-pound match there for you. Travis Zappa will bring that one to you. I'll bring you the 106-pound match featuring Caden Griff from Williamsburg against Caden Hall. So it's Caden versus Caden.
Oh, wow. Aiden Reeves, TZ, in on it, right at it, out in front, 4-1 already, only 15 seconds in.
Yeah, he's taking on Sam Van D from Williamsburg, and Reeves up front, 4-2 now. He just cuts his man here, looks good neutral position. In on a quick double leg. Needs to get his head to the outside. There he does. Going to count for another two-point takedown. 6-2, your score now. Reeves out in front.
Boy, Hall looks good over here at 106 pounds as well.
Now Reeves, opponent Van D gets stood up. Reeves does a nice mat return there. Takes him back down. So has him broke down trying to work the single wing with the arm bar.
He can walk that over. He'll oh, my goodness.
Van D does a nice job of posting that leg. Wiping away that now. Reeves has the double chicken wing locked up here.
Acts like he wants to get off the mat and stay well rested for the final. He's
going to
get that pin right here in the first period.
Wow.
Double chicken wing there for Aiden Reeves.
So active all the time, Reeves. Keeps moving his feet, always at the right angle, and he's a combo wrestler.
Gonna
get one move into another.
Yeah, three near fall points there. Now he's out in front 9-2. Trying to work a ball and chain. Van D has a significant height advantage over Reeves and does a nice job of sprawling up out of that.
At 106 pounds, Caden Hall from EBF now trails 6-0 on a couple of takedowns and a reversal by Caden Griff. And now Griff working on a half Nelson, going to try to turn over Caden Hall from EBF. That is second period action, 40 seconds to go at 106.
Yeah, Reeves is riding Van D's back on the hips here, trying to work a tilt. Van D does a nice job of posting out that leg, keeping from getting parallel.
At 106 pounds, Hall from EBF is being a little bit of a torment here for him by Caden Griff from Williamsburg. He's got the half Nelson in. Now he reverses the half, gets chest to chest with 15 seconds to go.
Second period, Aiden Reeves out in front, 9-2. We're going to be in the second period, but let's run back to the KIC studios. Joe Millich, give us a Centerville and Sheraton update.
All right, we're going to leave you guys on live as well. Nathaniel Gianobana, I think is his name, from Centerville, 26-2 on the year. He's just a freshman, guys. He gets the pin over Elam of Davis County at 113 in the semis, so congratulations to that freshman. And then lastly, at weight class 126 for Centerville, Caden Kozlerich, he's 35-5. He gets the win over Goring from Davis County. A lot of Centerville-Davis County matchups over in Washington. Back to you.
Aiden Reeves, a scoring machine, Travis Apatel, and he is relentless on his feet and on his offense and out in front now, 15-4.
Yeah, there's a reason why he's ranked number one in the state for takedowns this year, and you've seen it right there. He's three takedowns in the matter of just 45 seconds gone off the clock. He's out in front now, 15-5, here with a minute 15 to go in the second period.
Caden Griff from Williamsburg has a commanding 11-0 lead with a minute and a half left in the match at 106 pounds over Caden Hall in their semifinal match. Winner's going to take on Dalton Gosling from Grinnell in the final, and it is going to be back points for the Williamsburg grappler Caden Griff here at 106 in the third period.
Reeves in on another single leg shot here. He's out in front 17-6 as his opponent Sam Van D trying to work his scissors on the head there. And Reeves is going to get the takedown now, 19-6. 40 seconds left to go here in the second period.
Three near fall points at 106 for Williamsburg's Caden Griff advances his lead to 14-0 here at the Williamsburg High School Gymnasium Class 2A Iowa High School Wrestling sectional action here. And it is live on 96.7. EBF trails this one 14-0 at 106 pounds in a semifinal match.
Well, Reeves trying to get that tech fall, and I imagine the next takedown he's going to go for... For the pin, Travis, he wants the full six for his team.
Yeah, 10 seconds left to go here in the second period. Reeves in on a shot right on the edge of the mat. It's going to get the takedown, and that's going to be a tech ball for Aiden Reeves.
Will be it. What a dominating match. That's exactly what you want to see out of a champion, to come out there, build your lead, be aggressive, be dominant, and that's what you saw right there from Aiden Reeves.
Here at 106 pounds, it's EBF's Caden Hall, trailing 14-0 with 19 seconds to go. He's going to try to ward off any more points by Caden Griff, who's riding him hard, trying to get a tilt to get a couple of back points here with 11 seconds to go. And there they are. This will be a technical foul for Caden Griff from Williamsburg. He will win this one by the score of 17-0 as time expires.
Well, we're going to run back to the KIC studios with a quick Sheridan update. Jay Mill, take it away.
Leaving you on live so we don't miss any action. Cooper Shelton, he's the grandson of our friend Leland Shelton over there at Red Hawk Realty. He is pinned by his Van Meter opponent at weight class 113. So Cooper Shelton, I believe, will be done for the day. For Sheraton, we'll keep you up to date on that. Gage Mormon from Centerville on the mat now. Back to you.
Well, we're going back here to 113 pounds. Aiden Reeves just punched his tickets to the finals here in sectional Saturday, but 113 pounds. Sales of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont taking on Beck of Grinnell here at 113. And
this is a barn burner, folks.
Yes, it
is. You've got 80 wins between these two wrestlers on their 2017-18 season. Beck from Grinnell's got the number four ranking, but both these wrestlers are 0-0 right now on this score, and it is just underway at 113 pounds. We'll leave you live here wrestling here, folks. It is Preston Sales from EBFs against Brock Beck from Grinnell. Wrestlers are on their feet, pummeling at the center of the mat. This 113-pound match being brought to you by the First Iowa State Bank. For all your lending needs, call First Iowa State Bank. Preston Sales works a duck under here. Nice job counter there by Beck from Grinnell. Winner of this one will take on top-ranked in the state at Class 2A, Grayson Kesterson from Williamsburg. He's already into the championship match at the top side of this bracket. Sales from EBF working in now on inside position. A nice duck under there and a Kelly by Beck. And Beck turns that Kelly into a dump and has Sales on his back. But Sales grabs,
great
reaches
job.
Through, hasn't
yep.
given up the takedown yet. And there it is.
Finally
it's a two-point takedown for Beck from Grinnell. I don't think Sales knows that he's given up that takedown, or he would probably try to let go of that leg. He's reached through trying to grab the leg.
Locking
hands on Beck, so that makes it 2-1. I don't think Beck knew that he had the takedown either. The official signaled the two-point takedown, but neither wrestler wrestled like a takedown had been awarded. Beck locks his hands, thinking that he's still in
the noise
position.
Does the noise of the environment, and if the official doesn't really get that out loud, that they don't know that they've...
Not only that, both these wrestlers are wearing ear protection that does not have vents, so it is very possible that a soft mouth official had some confusion there. But right now we're on the restart, 2-1 the score. It's Sales from EBF trailing Beck from Grinnell. Beck covers with a crossbody ride on the left-hand side. Folks, this is live high school wrestling coming to you on 96.7. We are at 113 pounds where EBF's Preston Sales trails 2-1 against Brock Beck from Grinnell. Beck has a double crossbody in now, got both legs in, and it's Sales trying to grab one of the legs and get out here with 2 seconds to go. We are going to go to the second period. That's your score, 2-1. Great match here for you.
No back points are in there, and that was a win there for Sales at the end of that opening period. Here at 113, we're going to, in a few minutes, head over to North English, where Jamie Brockman and Brett Sands are on location. Ron Terpstra over in Liberty Center to bring you all of this updates here. The trifecta of fun on this 3D Saturday. That is sectional wrestling. Back to 113 pounds. 2-1 here. Sales trailing for EBF.
He starts the second period in the down position, and Beck immediately puts in that crossbody ride. He likes to ride with his legs here at 113 pounds. So Beck's going to eat some clock here. He's got both legs in now, and Preston Sales is going to need to figure out a way to just reach down, grab an ankle, and elevate and get out of there. Right now, both legs are put in, and it's hard to do anything when that's happening. And there's a power half being applied by Beck. He's got both legs in. He's really, really high. If there be some way the Sales could figure to get a leg loose, he would be able to come out the bottom. But it's a double crossbody ride here by Beck, and he's able to break down Preston Sales. Even though he's really, really high, he has both of those legs in and is able to use those legs as leverage, and he breaks down Preston Sales.
We'll run over to Tayton Richard of EBF on the mat here, taking on Alex Farmer of Grinnell, just getting underway over at 126.
Yeah, both wrestlers on the feet here. Ricard of Eddyville Blakesburg had a tough fought match there in the first bout against Michael Thomas of Albia.
And over here at 113 pounds, we've got a little bit of a headbutt action. And after the headbutt, we've got blood timeout for Brock Beck. That is blood time here at 113 pounds. And we are waiting from the station to find out what happens, what song we're going to play with blood timeout, which Brock Beck...
He doesn't have timeouts back there. He's looking for a timeout to get the music ready.
Brock Beck with the blood timeout. They chopped the blood timeout, and the blood timeout is over. The blood has been cleaned up off the mat, and we are going back to live wrestling at 113 pounds after the blood timeout.
Oh, 126, we've got a takedown and a headlock put in.
Yeah, Tate and Ricard's fighting off his back here against Alex Farmer of Grinnell, and Farmer's got a front headlock in. Ricard doing a nice job of trying to roll up off his shoulders, but Farmer's a little high here. Ricard could get his head out and get a two-point reversal here, but Farmer does a nice job, slides back on the head. Three near fall points.
He's going to get the reversal.
113-pounder Brock Beck from Grinnell really does a great job riding on the legs of Preston Sales, and it has been a stymie for Sales. He's been unable to score off the bottom here in the second period. There are 27 seconds left, and it's still a leg ride for Brock Beck with 25 seconds to go now in the second period. 2-1 the score at 113 pounds.
Let's jump over to 126. Double reversal there.
Yeah, Farmer gets his own reversal here now. He's still out in front, 6-2 over Tate and Ricard off the edge of the mat. 16 seconds left to go in this first period.
We're going to close out the second period at 113-pound semifinal action. Brock Beck from Grinnell will take a 2-1 lead into the third period over Treston Sales from EBF.
This is going to be a dandy here at 113. Chance to go to the finals here at 113. Treston Sales.
Sales will be covering Brock Beck from the left side. Beck gets set. Sales covers. Puts the left elbow. And there's a stand-up attempt by Beck off the whistle. Good job covering by Sales for EBF. 113-pound action here for you folks at Class 2A sectional action, and we're off the mat. A nice job there on stand-up by Beck, and Sales just stays right with him and goes off the mat.
80 wins between Sales and Beck. Freshman, sophomore. Let's run over to 126.
On our feet here starts second period. 6-2. Alex Farmer out in front of Tayton Ricard of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont.
113-pounder Brock Beck from Grinnell is on the bottom. He's covered by Treston Sales with a minute 36 seconds left in the regulation of this 113-pound semifinal match. Nice job there on a stand-up by Beck, and hand control by Sales takes him back to the mat. Sales trying to work an outside cradle. Sales going to try to score from the top here. Beck scooting off the mat at the outside edge of the circle. Beck has to stop, and they are off the mat, out of bounds, with 1:16 to go in the second.
Farmer on a nice single leg gets a takedown here. Now he's out in front of Ricard, 8-2, minute 15 to go in the second period.
A minute 16 left in regulation here at 113 pounds, and Beck from Grinnell gets set. He's covered on the left side by Sales from EBF. Sales tries a butcher on the right-hand side. Has a crossbody ride in on the left, gets off of that, tees out. Puts a half Nelson in. It's a base situation for Beck, so that doesn't work. A three-quarter Nelson try here by Sales. Sales is trying to do everything he can, score from the top, and now a reach through by Beck. Beck gets through, reaches through, grabs the leg of Sales, and Sales in a little bit of trouble here. He might get reversed by Beck. Got a little bit too high trying a three-quarter Nelson, and now it's Beck with the leg.
Got a hold on
trying to
that
come
ankle.
Out of it, and now Sales is trying to hang on to that ankle and keep from getting reversed, and he does.
Oh, nice somehow, job some way.
But there's a potentially dangerous, and I think right now with 39 seconds to go, he needs a cutting.
Yep.
No time coming off. Just cut him and try to get a takedown and turn this thing into sudden victory. Or maybe even for Sales, go feet to back and get a pinning combination off of his feet. So there's 35 seconds left to go here, folks. 113 pounds. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Treston Sales trailing now 3-1 after the escape. Beck from Grinnell, very, very defensive. He's got the two-point lead with 25 seconds to go. He puts a pummel in now, and Sales needs to get off the mat, and they do. So we'll restart it with 20 seconds to go. So we need to have a lot of pressure, folks, put on here by Treston Sales from EBF to try to get a stall call against Brock Beck and make him
wrestle. He's bringing the pressure. He's bringing the pressure. 15 and second.
Beck backing up, backing up, backing up. They go off the mat with right at the edge of the mat. Beck stops. That kid is smart.
Oh, nice job, buddy.
He just backed up right to the edge of the mat, and about the time he's going to get called for stalling, he stops and is able to stall out the match. Win for Brock Beck from Grinnell. score is 3-1, so Sales will go through the consolation side. He's hoping that Brock Beck can pull off the biggest of upsets today, knocking off the number one ranked wrestler at 113 pounds in the final.
We're going to run over to Liberty Center, where the living legend, the official, Ron Terpstra, give us a quick update.
I'll tell you what, we just had the match of the day here at 152 pounds. Caden Johnson, Linville Sully, Hunter Clark of Wayne Community was 10-8 in overtime. I'll tell you what, several scrambles, several out-of-bounds calls. We've had security here separating the fans, maybe separating the wrestlers. I'll tell you what, you might think you got some great matches in other places, but I'll tell you what, here in Liberty Center, it's as intense as I've ever seen it. And I'll tell you what, things are going kind of crazy here. At 160 pounds right now, I've got Hunter Cobb of Wayne Community's wrestling Tucker Babbitt of Moravia right now, a 2-0 match. And I'll tell you what, Babbitt got in deep on a double leg, but hey, Cobb was able to turn the tables and get the takedown with 15 seconds left in the first period. Cobb leads 2-0. That's all I've got for here right now.
Ron Terpstra on location at Liberty Center. We'll go to North English here in a few minutes, but back to action here. EBF on the mat over at 120 pounds.
Hey, we got 120 and 126 with EBF. I got Tyler Landry here at 120. I'll bring that live action to you. He is having his way with Landon Kirby here from Grinnell in the opening seconds. He's got the early takedown. He leads 2-0. It's Landry from EBF over Kirby from Grinnell.
Tate and Ricard still trails Alex Farmer here, and now that score is 10-2 with 38 seconds to go in the third period.
Stand-up attempt here by Kirby from Grinnell, and with 38 seconds left to go, he gets the escape and is immediately taken down by Landry in a double leg, and it was right at the edge of the circle. Good call there by the official. Gives the two-point takedown to Landry. He now will cover Kirby with a 4-1 lead. Two takedowns for Landry against the escape by Kirby.
Landry, so quick, aggressive wrestler, 39-9 as a junior.
I want to shout out to his dad, Stevie, and his grandpa, Steve, a couple of Avery guys, and they're rooting for Tyler Landry here.
He's
at 120 pounds.
Right in there on a double leg. He's going to get the takedown and extend that lead.
He cut him to start the after the restart, so it's three takedowns versus two escapes, makes the score 6-2 with 10 seconds to go. Looks like Landgreeb's going to try a tilt here to get a couple of back points, and there they are. Oh, didn't quite get a two count, but a nice tilt there by Landgreeb at the edge of the mat, and we'll go to the second period at 120 pounds. EBF leading 6-2.
132. Barrett Bonnet out on the mat as our area wrestlers go head-to-head to crown the ultimate champion. Sinclair Tractor would like to take this opportunity to congratulate them on a successful season. Elevate your savings at your local Sinclair Tractor today. Barrett Bonnet on the mat here. An immediate takedown here by Fritz, who Travis is quite the opponent.
Yeah, Brady Fritz, 38-2 senior from South Tama County, comes in here today ranked number 5 in the state. And a quick single leg elevates, gets a takedown. Bonnet trails now 2-0.
Fast reversal here for Tyler Landry. He extends his advantage to 8-2. Just underway here, 12 seconds into the second period. At 120 pounds, Landry leads 8-2 at 126.
Bonnet up on his base here. Fritz is trying to break him down. He's got a single wing working on the left side. Got the left leg hooked in on the leg ride. Has Bonnet down. Bonnet needs to get back up to his base here and find a way to get out from underneath the Brady Fritz.
120-pounder Tyler Landry from EBF is using a deep waist ride to handle Landon Kirby. Now tries a tilt, and he's going to be able to turn that tilt into back points. Landry with the tilt has got it working against Landon Kirby. So Tyler Landry gets the two count, and he will get enough that five count for the three-point near fall. It is now an 11-2 advantage for Tyler Landry. He is working towards a date with Aiden Reeves in the championship. Reeves from Albia, the odds-on favorite to make it to the finals here at 120 pounds in Williamsburg.
Travis over here at 132 pounds. Barrett Bonnet has done a good job of fighting off back points, but here in the final 14 seconds, Fritz has him over. Back points being earned and got to avoid getting pinned here in the final 7 seconds.
Bonnet's finding himself on his back here. He's doing a good job of bridging up, but Brady Fritz has that double wing locked in as time expires, and it's going to be a 5-0 score in favor of Fritz of South Tama County going into the second period.
Let's run back to the KIC studio and get a quick Centerville and Sheraton update.
All right, Jason, thank you. Leaving you on live. Gabe Rupke with his Sheraton victory at weight class 132, and that takes him to 26-2 on the season. A tech fall over his Bondurant for our opponent. Dylan Harbert's on the mat right now, the senior 138-pounder with a 24-8 record. He is leading right now his opponent, but we'll see how that one works out. But congratulations, Gabe Rupke from Sheraton, on to the finals.
Going through the third period here to 120 as Bonnet of Albion over at 132 with the 5-0 deficit. TZ, Bonnet obviously up against Brady Fritz, who's one of the best.
Yeah, we got a stalemate call here, and Bonnet needs to try to find a quick way here to get a takedown here against Brady Fritz.
Langry about in front big here, 13-5. Let's go to the third period. Joe Sinclair on that contest.
13-5, the advantage for Tyler Landry. He has had his way in this semifinal match with Grinnell's Landon Kirby. And Kirby comes in with a stellar 34-12 record, but Tyler Landry, just too much rocket for Landon Kirby. The wrestlers are on their feet right now with a minute 42 seconds to go. A 13-6 advantage after the escape by Grinnell's Kirby. Now a single leg in there by Landry, but the edge of the mat. He's got his head on the inside. He's going to try to switch to a double. He does. Gets the dump and gets the two-point takedown, and now it's 15-6, a nine-point advantage for Tyler Landry. That's a major decision, but he's looking for more here at 120 pounds for his EBF Rocket team.
Under a minute to go here in the second period, and Bonnet had a nice opportunity there for a takedown, but we had a little bit of a eye poke, and Fritz got a little injury time out of that, and back on our feet we go here.
Team score-wise, after the first round, Williamsburg led this thing with 138, followed by South Tama County, 117. Grinnell, 108. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, 98. 94 for Knoxville, and Albia, only 9 wrestlers in the first round, had 75 points to round out the scoring. So all these points are going to be very, very important as we go into these semifinal and final rounds. And that's what Tyler Landry is trying to add on for his Rocket squad. Add on those bonus points and move them up the standings.
Here's a switch. Langry is so darn aggressive.
Nice sit out there by Kirby from Grinnell, but a good job by Landry trailing. And now a Granby roll here by Kirby, and I think Kirby's going to be able to get out of this. I think right now Tyler Landry with big lead needs to just give that up and don't let him get any back points. And that's exactly what he did. Gave up the reversal, knows that he can score from the bottom, and it's a two-point reversal for Kirby to make the score 8-15. Kirby's just a little bit too high, but he is in control. And right now, Tyler Landry just needs to be careful. And
there is
the splatel for Tyler Landry.
Oh, wow.
And a two-point reversal and the splatel for Landry. And if Landry could just get his hips underneath of him, he would be able to turn that into
be
back.
Careful.
And now he's just a little bit too high. And a headlock right there by Kirby. And that was a roly-poly flurry there to end the match. 20-8 is your final score.
What a finish there. Let's run over to 132 pounds, Barrett Bonnet, in the final period here, trailing 5-0.
Yeah, start third period here, and Brady Fritz started in the down position, just got a reversal. Now he's out in front of Barrett Bonnet, 7-0, under a minute 30 to go here in the third period.
We'll run back to the studio here in a moment to get you a Sheraton update as Bonnet in the final minute 20 of this semifinal contest, trailing 7-0.
Fritz has the leg ride locked in here, and just going to ride Bonnet here in the center of the mat. Bonnet trying to work his way up to his base. Now Fritz breaks off that leg ride, trying to work a half Nelson. Bonnet wipes that away, now back on his belly. Fritz trying to work an outside cradle here. Under a minute left to go here in the third and final period. 7-0 to score. Brady Fritz out in front of Barrett Bonnet.
Final 30 seconds brought to you by Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, Motor Inn of Knoxville, and Penn Central Mall.
Now Bonnet gets worked up to his base here. Fritz is just an extremely well leg rider, though. He's a long, lanky 132-pounder. Just has Bonnet broken down here. And now Barrett trying to wipe that cross face off. 15 seconds left to go here at 132 pounds.
Well, Bonnet's going to go down in the semifinal, but Travis, he's going to have the opportunity, if Fritz can do what we think Fritz will do and win in the finals, then Bonnet's going to have his opportunity to wrestle back, and I see that out of him.
Yeah, you know, the downplay of that is, though, you know, you just wrestled a number five ranked kid in the state. You took him the distance. You know, you got to try to think about that and reserve some extra energy here to come back into the backside and get a wrestle back opportunity.
Well, we're rolling along here at Williamsburg. We got the trifecta of fun on this sectional Saturday. Ron Church over in Liberty Center. Brett Sams, Jamie Brockman up at North English. But right now, we're going to head back to the KIC studios. Manning the wheel, Joe Millage with the Centerville and Sheraton update.
All right, weight class 138, Dylan Harberts, the senior for Sheraton, gets the win. He gets the pin over his Van Meter opponent. He goes on to the finals. And in Centerville over in Washington, it's Tiger Terpstra. No relation to Pussycat Terpstra up in Liberty Center. It's Tiger Terpstra from Centerville with the pin over Klein from Fairfield. He now goes to 31-7 at weight class 145. He goes to the finals. Jason?
Oh, great, great to hear that. Right now, we are at 132 and 138. We're in the semifinal contest. The winners will put themselves in the finals. It does not mean, guys, that the loser's day is over, just as we heard with Barrett Bonnet. Barrett now becoming a big fan of Fritz to get his opportunity to wrestle back.
Got a Williamsburg wrestler in Grinnell out there. That is going to be kind of the theme, I think, as we go into these semifinal matches. I think we're going to see a lot of Williamsburg, a lot of Grinnell, and a lot of South Tama County. They brought a full squad of wrestlers, all three of those teams, and they find themselves locked within 30 points of each other at the top. And really, as you move into this tournament, Travis, it looks to me like we're going to be looking at EBF, Knoxville, and Albia maybe kind of trying to duke it out for the fourth spot, and Williamsburg, South Tama County, Grinnell pretty much in control right now at the top because they're winning their semifinal matches.
Yeah, and you know, with South Tama County and Grinnell both coming in here with South Tama County and Williamsburg coming in here, both top 10 ranked schools in the state in 2A. Yeah, it's going to be a battle though for that third and fourth spot. It looks to me like winding down here in the brackets as they break out.
When you need parts for anything that moves, check out Goff & Nash, Napa Auto Parts in Albia. They carry a full line of belts, hydraulic hoses made while you wait. Praxar Welding Gas, turn rotors and drums, as well as hard-to-find auto parts. Let the staff at Goff & Nash help you with that Napa know-how. You get it right the first time with Napa. Napa know-how. Let's run up to North English, where Jamie Brockman, Brett Sams are on location.
All right, thanks, guys. Well, we got a lot to update now that we're back with you, and this is presented and brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery, also by Care Initiatives, Oakwood Specialty Care. With Brett Sams, I'm Jamie Brockman. We're in the semifinals in Class 1A, Section 8, and at 106 pounds, Sigourney Kyoto's Mason Dye has punched his ticket to the finals with a win. He's now 42-3. He's going to face Ethan Kupka of HLV, who is also a semifinal winner, 4-1. 113-pound final is set. Cody Strong of Montezuma, a winner by fall, as was Timmy Steckline of English Valleys. Those two go head-to-head in the 113 final. 120-pound final, both wrestlers advanced by byes. Seth Thompson of English Valleys and Blake Mann of BGM. At 126, Kane Marshall of Iowa Valley, a winner by fall in just 25 seconds over Zane Hahn of Sigourney Kyoto. He will face Elijah Siren of Pekin, who also won by fall 3 minutes and 46 seconds. 132, Zach Hamas of Pekin, a winner by fall. He will face Dylan Kasky of HLV, also a winner by fall. At 138 pounds, Sigourney Kyoto's Nick Ives is into the finals, as he won his semifinal match in 24 seconds by fall. He will face Drake Harbison of Pekin, also a winner by fall. 145-pound final is set. Ben Smith of Iowa Valley into the finals by technical fall. He will face Hunter Conger, who won a tight match, 8-7. Hunter Conger from Pekin into the finals. And at 152, Keaton Bayon of Pekin is into the finals with a 22-second fall over Isaiah Moncada of Iowa Valley. He will face Jaden Probasco of Montezuma, who's now 44-8. He won by fall in just 1 minute 9 seconds. And at 160, Caden Baker of Pekin into the finals with a first-period fall. And the other match in the third period right now, it is a tight one.
4-2. Jeremy Kane of BGM and Cole Widmar of Montezuma are battling hard right now. And they go out of bounds with just 48 seconds to go in the match. It is tight, 4-2 right now. I believe it is Kane of BGM with the 4-2 lead over Widmar of Montezuma. So that'll get chipped at 8 here in North English right now, guys, as we're about halfway, three quarters through the semifinals with Brett Thames. I'm Jamie Brockman on Thunder Country.
All right, let's run over to the other side of the state where Ron Terpstra is on location at Liberty Center.
I tell you what, Keith, our radio station might be Thunder Country. We've got the Thunder right here in Southeast Warren. I tell you what, we just had a great match, 152 pounds. I'll tell you what, Johnson of Lindville Sully over Hunter Clark, 10-8 in overtime. I'll tell you what, had several scrambles. I'll tell you what, had the crowd on their feet. That was a great match there. Moravia, I don't know, they're kind of having a tough day here, but I'll tell you what, I think they're in some pretty good positions for some wrestle backs here. I'll tell you what, Ian Padgett right now, he's out on the mat. He's trailing 9-5, wrestling Spencer Boobin of Wayne Community. I'll tell you what, a pretty good entertaining match so far, but looks like maybe Boobin's going to come out on the short end of the stick here. We've got one more match, then hey, we're going to be ready for the finals here. And I'll tell you what, we've got some pretty decent matches coming up here, and then I think Moravia and North Mahaska got a couple quality kids that are going to be in pretty good position for a wrestle back. But you boys over there in Williamsburg, hey, I'd like to talk to you guys. I was just sitting here thinking, I think you've got four kids competing there today that I not only did I referee the son, but I also refereed the father. So it's going to be interesting to see how that comes out. Joe, back to you.
Ron Terpstra over in Liberty Center. But right here, right now, Williamsburg, Dominic Morse, Alex Hanna of EBF on the mat. And right away, Morse in on a takedown.
Morse has got the two-point takedown, and he could turn this into back points. He's working a tilt right now. Dominic Morse from Albia works a single leg. Alex Hanna reached through, grabbed the leg, and fought it off for about 30 seconds. And with a minute 15 to go, it's Dominic Morris with a two-point takedown and a two-point lead here at 138 pounds. Dominic Morris now gets behind, gets control, gives up that pinning combination on the tilt. A stand-up attempt by Hanna from EBF. Now Hanna with switch. He gets loose with that sit-out. And we're
on the other side of this bracket
two
here.
2-1.
We got the number four-ranked Tanner Probasco from South Tama County taking on Ivan Hittman from Williamsburg in a tight match here. It's 2-0, 24 seconds left to go in the third period.
This broadcast being brought to you by Bluff Creek Archery, Care Initiative Oakwood Special Care, Sheridan Valley REC, and Community First Credit Union here at 138. Dominic Morris out in front, 2-1. What a contest we have here at 138. Hanna of the EBF and Morris of Albion.
Right now, Dominic Morris is on his feet with a 2-1 lead over Alex Hanna from EBF. These two wrestlers have met each other several times this year. They know each other well. Barn burner going on the other side. Fourth-ranked Tanner Probasco from South Tama County has been able to get his way, saw his way through to a 2-0 win over the fourth-seeded Ivan Heitman from Williamsburg. So a little hometown cooking there for Williamsburg. They made that competitive.
2-1 here, Dominic Morris with the opening takedown and trying to hold off a takedown shot by Hanna. And we're going to end the opening period 2-1, Morris over Hanna of EBF. There's no need to sit on the bench with an injury this season. Get into rehabilitation services at Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia, where their therapists are trained to assess and treat sports injuries. They'll help you get back in the game. Visit mchalbia.com, Monroe County Hospital and Clinics. Off to the second period we go. Morris in the down position. Hanna covers.
Morris with the stand-up attempt here right off the whistle. Hanna covers. He's got hand control. Brings him back to the mat.
I'm going to call stand-up. This one real quick here, and then 22 seconds. Sage
wow.
Walker gets the pin over Kobe Gordon of Knoxville.
Don't blink. That's work. Wow. An EBF pin at 152, but right now Morris trying to get out and get the escape, but Hanna grabs onto the ankle, trails it around. Morris out in front, 2-1 here, 30 seconds gone by, second period.
Yeah, 30 seconds gone by in second period, and Hanna is riding Morris really hard. Morris is going to need to score from the bottom in this period, because if he can't find a way to get out and get that one-point advantage, it's going to be a big disadvantage going into the third period. And there it is, the escape. He does the stand-up, gets hand control, gets the escape, makes the score 3-1. Even if he gets taken down now, he needed to get that
Absolutely.
Escape. So 3-1 your score. Dominic Morris from Albia. He's 10th ranked here at the Class 2A 138-pound weight class. Folks, if you're tuning in looking for that classic country sound on 96.7, this is Jason Summers, Joe Sinclair, and Travis Zappel bringing you live high school wrestling action in high fidelity from the Williamsburg High School Gymnasium. It's the Class 2A sectional at Williamsburg, sectional number 12. And we've got a trifecta going for you, don't we, Jason?
It trifecta is. Of broadcasters and a trifecta of locations, and all in 3D.
All in 3D. This 138-pound match features Dominic Morris from Albia against Alex Hanna from EBF. These two wrestlers have met each other a couple times. They are looking for the chance to advance to the championship against Tanner Probosco from South Tama County, who just got by with a 2-0 decision on the south mat. We're on the north mat and on our feet with 19 seconds to go, and we've got a stop in the action because of a stalemate. And it's 3-1 the score. Dominic Morris had the early takedown, gave up an escape against Hanna, and then started the period in the down position, got his own escape, and that will be the score right now. 10 seconds to go, wrestlers on their feet.
7 seconds and counting here at 138. Hanna of EBF, Morris of Albia. And we're going to go to the third period with a 3-1 lead. Morris with the lead for the Blue Demons. Let's run back to the KIC studio and get a Centerville and Charger update with Joe Millage.
All right, these Centerville updates brought to you by Jody McCoy and Hometown Realty. These Centerville matches, thanks a lot, Jody, for your help on that. At weight class 170, Brett Martin of Centerville was pinned by his West Liberty opponent. At weight class 160, Wardlow of Centerville, he pins his Davis County opponent, moves on to the finals. And finally, at weight class 182, Peyton Moore, the senior from Centerville, he is on the mat right now. We'll get you an update on him in just a little bit. This update brought to you by Jody McCoy, Hometown Realty.
All right, here at 138, the final period, 3-1, Morris on front. First Iowa State Bank is proud to sponsor Albion, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont Wrestling. First Iowa State Bank, hometown values, hometown service. For all your lending needs, let First Iowa State Bank help you. Albion, Eddyville, and on Benton, their drive-through. Morris, though, Joe, doing a good job to cover to begin this second period.
Well, this is potentially dangerous. The official needs to blow the whistle right now. It's a crossbody ride in and a stand-up by Hanna. And it's a very dangerous situation right here. A hard side roll by Hanna. And the official's surely going to blow the whistle now.
There's a stall.
He calls stalling on Hanna and then stops it for potentially dangerous. Hanna was stalling on Morris, excuse me. The stall call was on Morris. I would have rather seen the potentially dangerous before that stall call, but the next stall call against Morris, it'll be a point. There are a minute and 19 seconds left in this one. A 3-1 lead for Albia's Dominic Morris. He has been warned for stalling. Now, stand up again by Hanna. Hanna's got that stand up working. Now, Morris is going to need to bring him back to the mat, or it will be another stall call.
Doing a good
there's a switch attempt by Hanna and a re-switch by Morris. And now Hanna with a switch and a re-switch again by Morris and another switch. These two wrestlers are going around in circles in a switch-re-switch situation. Scramble.
Well, they know what's at stake here. And a great effort out of both these wrestlers right at the edge of the mat. And I think Morris is going to get the escape here with 47 seconds to go.
That's Hanna's escape. Hanna's escape makes the score 3-2. 3-2, and the wrestlers will be on their feet with 47 seconds to go. Remember, Morris has been warned for stalling. See who's got the most lungs here, folks. It is a 138-pound barn-burning semifinal match, and we've got
plus. No poke to the eye and
a little eye poke there.
Reset here.
Yep. Both wrestlers are on their feet now. Morris is very cagey right now. Looks like he's wrestling very defensively here, Jason, with 36 seconds to go. With that stall call against him, I don't think he can afford to be this cagey.
He needs to set
something up and try to go for a shot. There's a shot by Hanna.
Now, if he can come around the backside, Hanna went in for a shot. Morris doing a good job of staying wide of it. 20 seconds and counting. This final 20 seconds brought to you by Crazy Metal Art.
Just enough action here being applied by Morris to avoid the stall, and we got a stalemate with 13 seconds to go.
You can't go backwards. He needs to come forward because you do not want to get a... there's a shot in there by Hanna.
Hanna tried the ankle pick and a nice sprawl there by Morris.
What a contest.
A technical foul against... that's locking hands against Morris.
I did not see that anywhere. I don't even know how
that ties it up 3-3. So Coach Wenger's got an issue. So we are having a stop in the action. Coach Wenger is asking the officials what happened. There was a technical violation for locking hands. I have not ever seen a locking hands violation with both wrestlers on their feet. Don't know what happened. Dominic Morris doesn't know what happened. Coach Winger is getting the explanation from the official what happened. But this is highly unusual. With 6 seconds to go, the official inserts himself into the match and ties it up. And actually, he gave him 2 points. It's a 4-3.
Wow. That's a 4-3. It is a 4-3 lead here by Hammond.
He got called for a second technical on when he was questioning what the call was.
Oh, my. He went from hero to wrestleback situation there. That is very, very disappointing. 6-second finish for Dominic Morris. He will not advance to the championship. He will hope that Alex Hanna from EBF can pull off a upset win over Tanner Probosco, undefeated.
Yeah, he wants to avoid getting anything extra here. I know he's disappointed as he leaves the mat.
Well, I can't wait to find out from Coach Wenger what happened there, but that official, for some reason, wanted to be a big part of that match, and he sure was. And he called 2 penalty points on Dominic Morris in the final 6 seconds with no time going off the clock. So,
and here's two wrestlers really going out of hand. Nobody wants to win but off a technical. You want to win, no doubt about it. But both these wrestlers, there was...
Well, he could have easily overlooked the emotion that
right.
Dominic Morris showed and not giving him the second technical violation. But he's over there sitting on his chair drinking his water right now. And Dominic Morris is back in the locker room somewhere getting cooled off.
And Hannah with the win for the Rockets, 43-5. Now we got 44-5 now for the senior Hannah. Alex Hannah will advance on. He's into the finals, taking on Probosco. And now Morris must become a big fan of the Rocket, Hannah. Let's run back to the KIC studio and get a quick update on the Chargers and the Big Red.
Chargers up at North Polk of Alum, and Gavin Mills of Sheraton, weight class 160. He's pinned by Cummings of PCM in his semifinal match. Back to you.
Hey, we've had descriptions of that call that we just saw on the Morris-Hannah match, referring to horse manure and other fecal material. But I am going to do what my wife suggested to me. She said this morning at 11:30 to try to be good on the radio and no controversy, because she's listening. So, Honey Bunch, I'm doing the best that I can, but it is a little bit disconcerting when an official really inserted himself into that match and basically changed the result of the match with 6 seconds to go. Don't know what he had against the way the Albie kid was wrestling, but it sure did affect the outcome. And
what a great contest. That was just a fun match to watch. You hate to see it end that way when you have two wrestlers who went out there and were giving a great effort.
Well, you know, maybe we ought to send it down to our official. That is, it's very valuable to have an official on our broadcast team, because he can give us some perspective, you know, about how there would be locking hands on the mat with 6 seconds to go, and then go ahead and change the match by the emotion that the kid that got called on shown another penalty point, and that ended the match with a change in the score in a tight match.
Yeah, Ron, over in Liberty Center, our trifecta fun, the three broadcasters here in three different locations around Iowa. Ron, you know, as an official in these moments, I can't imagine that. Just like the wrestlers, that the officials don't go through a lot of adrenaline and emotions too out there, knowing how important these matches are.
Ron might be getting hot.
That may be the first time in my life I've not had Ron Terpstra with something to say.
I bet he's getting a hot dog. It's a lot of work, folks, calling these matches. And if you're the only one in the gym, which I think Ron is down there at, I think he's at North English, correct?
He's in Liberty Center.
Liberty yep. Center, yeah. So we'll give Ron a break on that. A guy needs a hot dog after
he
a
might be
hours
on the phone.
Matches.
He might be on the phone with that official. I don't know.
He's sitting over there, and I think he's pretty aware that he might have just made a big mistake, because he's not talking to anyone.
The only thing I can tell you that once we started talking about Ron Terpstra, the fans turn around here and they're looking. And they're looking for a blood timeout, if you know what I mean.
Well, we haven't had very much of that today. No. But I will say this. We've had some really good wrestling, and it's getting better as we advance through into these semifinal matches. And we got another EBF wrestler
coming
out
here at 160.
Yeah. Cody Ray Smith, he got a bye in the first round. And Dakota Boyer from EBF also with a bye. So these are a couple of fresh 160-pounders. Match being brought to you by the fine folks at the Albia Hy-Vee. And the wrestlers are on their feet. And we're underway at 160. Semifinal match between Dakota Boyer and Cody Ray Smith.
Boyer, a fun wrestler to watch here at 165 pounds. TZ, 42-5, the senior. What a career he's had as a Rocket.
Yeah, coming in here senior season, really wanting to leave his mark on Eddyville Blakesburg Wrestling. Right there on a quick ankle pick, two-point takedown. Out in front, 2-0, minute 35 to go here in the opening period.
Well, guys, I just, this is how connected we are, and a big thank you to Coach Dave Winger. He gave us, giving me an update of what took place there. The first point came as grasping of the singlet, and then the second point was given unsportsmanlike conduct, and that is how that took place. No protest out of Coach Winger, and so... unfortunate ending to that match, but Hannah does get the win for the Rockets. Let's head back here to 160. Boyer on the mat for EBF.
Minutes to go here in the opening period. 2-1 is your score. Wrestlers on their feet. Now Boyer tries a long single leg shot.
He's got it in there, too, pretty deep, and looks like he's going to get the takedown. He's got to elevate that single leg to the ceiling and get a trip in order to get that takedown. He still got it. Now he brings him back down to the mat. But nice job with a whizzer by Cody Ray. And he will get off the mat without that. Yep, they do get him takedown. 4-1. 4-1 the score. And it is Dakota Boyer on top. 4-1. 37 seconds left in the first period. 160-pound Class 2A sectional wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC Thunder Country here in Williamsburg, Iowa. Thunder Country is everywhere, folks. They're on the World Wide Web on KIICradio.com. And if you download that Thunderbolt app, you can listen to this live wrestling action anywhere on the World Wide Web.
Didn't mean to break down that, but Dakota Boyer trying to get back points and then gets reversed.
Cody Ray Smith with a reversal and rolls through, and he's going to get a five-point move out of this.
Boyer's got to be
Cody
careful
Ray
here.
Smith is in the
he's
process
got the cradle.
Of pinning his opponent. It is a pin
oh
for Cody
my.
Ray Smith from Knoxville.
With 1 second on the clock.
1 second to go, and Dakota Boyer, the senior season, is crushed right now. He's going to have to hope that Calvin Malloy from Williamsburg gets defeated by Cody Ray Smith. And Cody Ray Smith can do it, folks.
Yeah,
I really
absolutely.
Got a good feeling about Cody Ray Smith against Calvin Malloy from Williamsburg.
Gives a pat to the Boyer on the back. And I tell you, Travis, what looked like a stack attempt there by Boyer was going to be back points, just the roly-poliness of wrestling, and that turns into a pin for Knoxville.
The problem was he had a half Nelson in on one side, and then he decided to go with the stack, and he almost had a full Nelson situation, and just at the second where he thought, oh, shoot, I'm about ready to put a full Nelson on this kid and get a penalty point, he dropped off the pressure, and that was right when Cody Ray Smith hit that roll and turned it into a very tight chest-to-chest situation, stacked him up and pinned him with 1 second left in the period. So, good wrestling there at 160 pounds.
Well, a Boyer now, a fan of Cody Ray Smith. Big win there for Knoxville pin with one tick on the clock here. Let's go back to 170 here as another Panther on the mat for Knoxville. And we'll head to North English here in just a moment. No score here at 170. 30 seconds gone by.
Top-seeded Cody Meyer is going up against Tucker Sanderson from Williamsburg, and there's no score. The wrestlers are on their feet in the first period, and we'll send it to North English for that update.
Let's go up to North English. Jamie Brockman, Brett Sam on location. Our trifecta of fun. Guys, give us an update.
All right. Thank you, guys. This update brought to you by Community First Credit Union and by Double D Repair. Well, chaos, it sounds like, there in Williamsburg. A lot smoother rolling here in North English, but we'll pick it up at 160 pounds where Cole Widmar of Montezuma won a tight one 4-3 over Jeremy Kane of BGM to advance to the finals, where he'll face Caden Baker of Pekin. Pekin, by the way, with 7 wrestlers in the finals already and close to getting their 8th in right now as an 195 pounds. Mason Jewell of Pekin has a 9-4 lead in the third period over Matt Conrad of Sigourney Kyoto. So looks like Pekin, good shot of 8 wrestlers in the finals here today. At 170 pounds, Tyler Kane of BGM, a 7-0 win to advance to the finals over Brevin Platt of Iowa Valley. Caleb Peach of English Valley's 11-4 winner into the finals over Jordan Hickson of Pekin. At 182, Garrett Sims of Iowa Valley, short work in the semifinals,
second rank in the state, 48-1, now 49-1, a 20-second fall over Zeke Webb of Sigourney Kyoto, and Skyler Jewell of Pekin, 22-7 Tech fall win over Cale Hester of Inglis Valleys. We're now at 195, as I said, Mason Jewell of Pekin, a 10-4 lead now, about halfway through the third period, trying to get the eighth wrestler into the finals today, Brett Sams, for Pekin. Very impressive.
Yeah, as I said, coming in, if Pekin improved at all from what I saw last year, they're going to have a good run today. And so far, it's standing true. Pekin has absolutely come out here in the semifinals and is running a lot of these matches.
And Caleb Reeves of Sigourney Kyoto coming up here very shortly as well at 2:20. Again, this update brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Double D Repair. With Brett Sams, I'm Jamie Brockman at North English.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll run over to Ron Terpstra as well at Liberty Center and get a 1A update. And Joe Millage will keep us posted.
Pretty good wrestling going on right here on the mat. We got Knoxville versus Williamsburg squared. It's at 170 pounds. Top-seeded Kobe Meyer from Knoxville against Tucker Stanerson from Williamsburg. And there is no score in that match, and they are halfway through the second period. And at 152, Joe Hollenrake is in a scoreless tie with 10 ticks left on the clock, both wrestlers on their feet, and he's up against Gage Blythe from Williamsburg. And that match features number 3rd-seed Hollenrake against the 2-seed Blythe. So Knoxville versus Williamsburg here at the Williamsburg High School Gymnasium.
About to the period break here at 152, no score, and we'll run over to Joe Millage back at the KIC studio and give us a Centerville and Charger update.
All right, real quick, we've got an update for you with Peyton Moore, weight class 182, and a 7-3 loss to his Washington opponent. So again, Peyton Moore at 182 with the loss there. Brady Clark with Centerville on the mat now at weight class 220. So we'll keep you up to date on that, and I'm also getting another fresh update here on the Sheraton matches up in Alleman. Back to you, Jason.
Well, United Country Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate is your prime source for Southern Iowa investment, ag, recreational, and hunting land. Check them out on the web at uciowa.com. That is uciowa.com, United Country Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate. Let's go over to 152, where Joe Hollerick's on the mat for the Panthers.
He starts the second period covering his Williamsburg opponent, Gage Blythe, and has him broken down on the mat. Riding him hard with the legs in on the right side. He's actually on the outside of the leg with a figure four above the knee, trying to work a half Nelson. He does have Gage Blythe and Williamsburg broken down on his stomach, and that is a good thing because you will not be able to score from your stomach. I don't care how good or how strong you are. So good job here by Hollenrake with the figure four, and he's going to have to do something different because he just got warned for stalling. And that figure four is a great move to break a guy down, but he's going to have to get off it, and there's that stall point. As soon as he got warned for stalling, he needed to give up that figure four on the leg because he wasn't advancing with it. So it's 1-0 is the score. Joe Hollenrake has given up a stall point here, and now it's a stand-up by Blythe off the whistle. And now Hollenrake working a little bit better on top. He gets off the legs. He has him broken down again, puts a chicken wing in on the left side, reaches through with the right, trying to bar the arm with the right arm, and if he could get that thing pulled in and snuggled up, he might be able to get some back points. But good job here by Blythe.
Step back,
big, strong kid getting back to his base, and Joe Hollenrake still has a chicken wing in, but they go off the mat outside the circle with 32 seconds
left. Let's head over to Kobe Meyer in the third period. 3-0 contest there. Meyer of Knoxville out in front. Travis, give us an update on that contest.
Yeah, start third period here. Meyer's going to start on top over his opponent, Stevenson from Stanerson from Williamsburg. Meyer back on the legs here. He's got to try to work forward just like you was talking there a minute ago, Joe. Could get called for stalling hanging back on the legs like that. 3-0, though. Minute 45 to go here in the third period.
Final 15 seconds at 152 in this second period. Joe Hollerick out in front, or trailing 1-0. The only point coming on a
stall call. But that's a big deal. He rode him the entire second period, and now he's working a chicken wing.
Ooh.
And we got potentially dangerous, but the time expired while he was calling that potentially dangerous. So really good ride by Joe Hollenrake. Unfortunate that after that stall call, he didn't get off the leg and wound up giving up a point. But he's on the bottom, and I expect him to explode out of here and get his own point here on an escape.
Kobe Meyer still out in front here, 3-0. Minute to go in the third period. His opponent, Tucker Stanerson, a 23-12 senior from Williamsburg.
You're about 50 seconds ahead of us over here at 152, Travis, so we'll leave it right there with you as Meyer finishes up his 170-pound semifinal match.
Meyerson trying to work a single wing here. He has his opponent, Sanderson, flat on the mat, riding tough. Sanderson here needs to get his head up off the mat, or I look for a stall call over here off the bottom.
Well, Joe Hollenrake trying to get the escape here, 40 seconds into this third period, and he's going to get the separation, and we're tied at one here at 152.
Go to work,
with 1:15 to go, let's run back over to 170.
Meyer still out in front, 3-0, 20 seconds left to go, and he's working a single wing, keeping his opponent, Sanderson, just flat on the mat here. Sanderson just looks like he is out of gas as we go to the final 10 seconds. And Meyer of Knoxville is going to be your winner here and find himself in the finals here at 170 pounds.
Let's hope Joe Hollenrake can find a takedown here in the next 48 seconds and put himself into position to punch his ticket to the finals here at 152 pounds. His opponent, Gage Blythe from Williamsburg, is locked up in a one-to-one contest here. Live high school wrestling action on 96.7, 152-pounder Joe Hollenrake from Knoxville.
Final 30 seconds brought to you by Pepsi and Mahaska Bottling, Murrow County Hospital in Clinton, Motor Inn of Knoxville.
Throw attempt there by Blythe. He had underhook position, but the outside circle came right into play there, and they were off the mat out of bounds. We'll restart it with 27 seconds to go. Right now, the stall call against Blythe. Blythe gets a stall call, and that is a point.
That's the second one.
Second one against Blythe.
Wilder.
So Joe Hollenrake with a 2-1 lead with 16 seconds to go. We'll leave it right here with you folks on 96.7. Knoxville's Joe Hollenrake has a 2-1 advantage. He's got an escape and a penalty point for stalling. He's given up a penalty point for stalling. He's in a headlock situation with 4 seconds to go. He leads 2-1, and he will win.
Wowzers.
No time left. It is 2-1 for Joe Hollenrake.
3-point score, two of them by stall calls between the two wrestlers. And the final 2-1 here, Joe Hollenrake, Knoxville. He gets the win at 152. And I see Ben Mason getting ready to rumble here in a few moments as well.
Guess which official that was that called that stalling at the end of the match.
I'm going to guess.
And it could have gone either way, folks. As a fan of wrestling, I'd like to have action. And I'd like to have the official make them wrestle. And I'm not down there. I'm not close. We're way up at the top of the bleachers. So I'm not hearing whatever the official is telling these wrestlers. But a good official, and I'd say that official's trying to be good, he'll tell them, if you don't get it going, you're going to get called for stalling.
Yeah, and they've been real quick on that. Fisher coming out here for Albion, taking on Josh Thiessen. And coming up here in a few moments, Ben Mason will be coming out here at 195 as well for Albion. Right away into action here at 170 pounds. And Fisher in on a single leg, and he takes his opponent
step
up.
Step across and come out. Get that head out. Step across. You get the takedown.
Yeah, he's got the double leg.
There it is.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job by Jacob Fisher.
He gets the
2-point takedown against Josh Thiessen from South Tama County. Who's our sponsor on this wonderful 170-pound
match? This match being brought to you by Quality Ag and Sinclair Tractor, along with our friends at Southern Iowa Technologies.
All right, Thiessen from South Tama gets out and gets an escape and does a duck under and is able to get behind and turn it into a takedown. 3-2 now in a great flurry scramble situation by Josh Thiessen. He leads now 3-2, but Jacob Fisher hits a sit-out.
Yeah, keep moving. Keep coming around.
And they're off the mat, out of bounds. I don't think this match is going to end in single digits. The winner of this one is either going to have a PIN or double digits on the scoreboard. We've had 5 points scored in the first 49 seconds. We're on a whistle restart here. Fisher gets set. Thiessen covers on the left side. Chops the arm with the wrist. Now it's Fisher on his stomach. Chicken wing in here by Thiessen. Thiessen works the chicken wing in on the left side, bars the arm on the right, now gives up that arm bar, tries to put a half Nelson in on the right-hand side. He's teed out very, very nicely, works a double chicken wing now, and Fisher wipes off one side of it. Now he gets a little bit too high, and Fisher is almost
good
out.
Good job, but keep fighting his way up.
And he is out. It's a 3-3 match as we go off the mat. Now we're back to center mat wrestling. Still live action, 3-3 at 170 pounds. Jacob Fisher from Albia against Josh Thiessen from South Tama County.
It's been the counter by Fisher that's been his offense. And there's a shot in there by Thiessen. And, again, a counter there by Fisher. Off the edge of the mat. Final 3 seconds here at 170. At the period break, we'll run to Ron Terpstra, Liberty Center. Right now here, 170 pounds, tied at three.
26 seconds left in the first period. Fisher on his feet against Thiessen. They're all knotted up, 3-3. Pummeling at the center of the mat. 21 seconds now. Jacob Fisher from Albia being backed up. A double underhook here by, oh, just off the mat. We are off the mat, and looks like a pretty good toss attempt there by Thiessen was going to go awry, and Fisher was going to be able to roll out on top of that. Now with 10 seconds to go, a big, deep single leg in there by Thiessen. Nice sprawl by Fisher. Nice sprawl by Fisher. Now a wizard. Now Fisher with an underhook, and they're off the mat, out of bounds again. And once again, if we had three more feet on that circle, I believe Jacob Fisher would have another couple points.
Thiessen doing a good job dropping down and going for the leg, but it's been the counter by Fisher. That's been his offense. Going to the second period, tied at 3 here at 170. Let's run over to Ron Terpstra at Liberty Center. And give us a quick update, Ron.
I tell you what, we're here in the finals, 113 pounds. Will Martin Moravia lost by fall in only 33 seconds, but the gentleman that he defeated in the semifinals, Rainey Jimenez of Southeast Warren, is winning his wrestleback match right now, currently 10-0. In fact, he just secured a fall, so hey, Will Martin Moravia will move on to next week in 113 pounds with a 20-10 record. Hey, back to you guys.
We're here at 170 pounds as Jacob Fisher.
He covered
trails by one.
He covered Thiessen to start the second period. Thiessen gets out. It's 4-3 now with the escape by South Tam County's Thiessen. Now Thiessen in deep on a single leg, but a switch as Thiessen was getting him taken down. Jacob Fisher hits a switch before he got control and gets the two-point takedown. It was almost a certain takedown for Thiessen, but Jacob Fisher, with a really hard switch to the right, gets around, gets behind. Now he's got Thiessen broken down and a 5-4 lead with a minute and 16 seconds left in the second period. Now, a chin back attempt on a stand-up by Thiessen. Thiessen now gets back to his base.
Jacob Fisher will be coming up here shortly. Fisher's going to roll him up with the outside cradle. He's got it rolled up.
He turned it into Butcher. And there's back points for Jacob Fisher. Oh, Jacob Fisher, chest
down here.
And he's settled in.
Is that ending up to it?
P-I-N. Jacob Fisher.
Brought to you by People State Bank. Let the People State Bank, your locally owned bank, help you, P-I-N. You a low mortgage rate. People State Bank is proud to sponsor live wrestling coverage right here on Thunder Country KIC. People State Bank, people you know, people you trust. And here comes Big Ben Mason, getting the one seed here at 195 pounds, wrestling up. And before we go to Ben, let's run back to KIC Studios. Jay Miller with a quick Charger update.
All right, leaving you on live. Congratulations, Taylor Good from Sheraton. 285 weight class. He gets the pin in 59 seconds over his opponent from PCM. He'll move to the finals. Taylor Good from Sheraton. Back to you.
Peyton Best of South Tama on the mat here with Big Ben Mason. 40-5 goes Mason on his senior campaign.
Vesta's 6-2 record. He's no slouch, and he is a physical specimen. Really, really put together on top, and only had 8 matches all year, but he is out there on the mat against Ben Mason. And there's Mason with the cradle,
nice.
Or with the Kelly and
move.
He rolls him up. Oh, they're calling it off the mat.
Coach Winger didn't like that one.
that hasn't been a good luck mat for Coach Winger.
There's
a caution.
Wow, but I like
a whistle violation against Mason. He jumped the whistle. So anyway,
he set up the Kelly there, but wiped away by Vest. 8 seconds. 8 seconds was the difference between Ben Mason going to the state tournament a year ago. Ben, in his senior year, going to race those 8 seconds. That's been the mission here.
He's got
out in front, tuning up right away.
He's got an arm bar on the right. He's got the chicken wing on the left. And he has got Peyton Vest broken down on the mat. And it looks to me like he's going to walk that head to the right. He's got plenty of time. He bars that arm.
Oh, great job stepping over.
Yeah, a nice side roll attempt there by Vest, but too much Ben Mason for him right there. Now, Ben's just a little bit too high, but he's got a two-point near fall. He's got a two-point near fall, makes the score 4-0, and a scramble situation here. This Vest kid has got some lungs on him, folks. He is really bringing the action to Ben Mason. So Ben Mason in a real good fight here. He has the control, but he's got his head stuck in between the legs of Vest. with the control. So I expect to see a stalemate here. Nope. Vest gives up that leg that he was holding on to.
Great job for Ben not to give up that reversal and escape and hold on to this 4-0 lead.
And look at this deep waist by Ben Mason. He just wrenches on him.
He's got that arm. Looked like he was going to borrow that arm for a second.
Over here on the south mat, we got number 4 in the state, Matthew Landsberger from Knoxville, taking on number 7 in the state, Josh Holb from Williamsburg. And it's a 2-1 score right now, 45 seconds to go in the opening period, as Landsberger's out in front, 2-1.
Two more back points earned right at the buzzer there by Ben Mason, and he's out in front, 6-0 going to the second period. Let's go back over to our 195 contest.
2-1, your score still here as Landsberger's out in front. 30 seconds left to go in the first period. Wrestlers are on their feet on the edge of the mat here.
5 seconds in over here into the second period. Ben Mason of Albia out in front over Peyton Vest of South Tama County. It's 6-0 Mason. 12 seconds gone by here. And here's a Kelly move and a dump. And now Mason on it. He's got back points. He's got the takedown.
Turns it into a butcher, and he's got him stretched out. He's going to get a 3-point near fall here. He's going to try to work up and get chest to chest, but a good job there on Vest by getting out of that. It'll be a 3-point near fall. Makes it 11-0. The lead for Albia's Ben Mason at 195 pounds.
Well, the Chargers for Sheraton coming on strong, and we'll get
up there. Oh, big chicken wing here, and a step over by Ben Mason, and he has got him right at the edge of the mat, and the edge of the mat, it was the only reason why he didn't get him pinned, but it's a 2-point near fall. So that's 13-0. The next 2 points, it's going to be a tech fall for Ben Mason.
Did they give him the 2 yet, or did they put that already on him? The scoreboard doesn't show.
They haven't yet, but they will.
Yep. Ben Mason with the commanding lead here. Lance Berger for Knoxville on the mat.
Yeah, right at the end of that first period there, Landsberger and Holb. Holb had him in a throw and come down on the left leg of Landsberger. Landsberger's kind of hobbling around here on one leg right now to start the second period.
Going to run back to the studio here in just a second, get you a Charger update. They're coming on fast and furious. But right now, Ben Mason of Albia out in front, 11-0.
He's got a deep waist in and a chicken wing in, and a good job there by Vest kind of wiping off that chicken wing, and he's able to get out of that. And I guess it is just 11-0. Ben Mason has the 11-0 advantage with 30 seconds left in the second period at 195.
Ben wrestling this senior year at 182 for the most part, bumping up here to 195, showing his athleticism and strength here at 195. Out in front, 11-0, final 15 ticks in this second period. And we'll get a quick update in the studio here at this period break. Final 7 seconds, it's Ben Mason out in front, 11-0, a stall call on Mason. The final ticks of this second period. Let's get a quick Landsberger update before we head back to the studio.
Yeah, Holb's in on a quick single leg takedown here, and he's working that left leg pretty hard of Landsberger. Now Holb's out in front, 3-2. 45 seconds left to go here in the second period.
Going to go to the third period here with Ben Mason out in front, 11-0. But let's run quickly back to the KIC studio. The Chargers, they're on the attack, Jay Mill.
This update brought to you by Crazy Metal Art. You're right, we just told you about Taylor Good with his pin from Sheraton at 285. But Jade Spencer from Sheraton, he gets a pin. Reed Walters from Sheraton, he gets a pin at his weight class. The Chargers, they were nowhere last year. They're a solid third place right now, bumping up against Van Meter and PCM in this section. And we're going to keep an eye on this as they're surging. Back to you.
Joe, we talked about those 2 points that have been missing. I think the official winger was trying to help coach them
there
along. Finally
him.
Gives them the 2 points. It is a 13-0 lead here. They reset the clock to 2 seconds here at 195 in the second period, and that will do it for the second period. But Ben Mason looking for a tech fall, and he'd sure like to add a pin to his resume.
I feel vindicated. I feel vindicated because I have made a couple of mistakes already. And I'm a little worried about Matthew Landsberger, folks, from Knoxville. He has a heavily bandaged left leg, and he is not moving well at all. He trails in his match 3-2 going to the third period. Travis, you've been watching that the whole time. He's not moving very well.
No, he's not. He got hurt right at the end of the first period there. He does have a heavily bandaged left knee, and he come down on it pretty hard there at the end of the first period, and he hasn't been quite right since. Just starting underway here, start the third period. Landsberger's going to start on top.
Third
period. He trails 3-2.
Deep shot in here by Vest for South Tama as Ben Mason leads 13-0, trying to get the tech fall. Gets the takedown.
15-0 tech
fall. And that will be a tech fall for Ben Mason. Big Ben Mason. They're going to take on the winner of the contest going on to the East.
placed on the red mats, and that is a Landsberger for Knoxville trying to get the win for the South Central Conference.
And both these wrestlers are top 10 ranked wrestlers in the state, so neither one of them is going to give up. We're in the third period, and Travis, you've been watching this match. It's a good one, 3-2.
Yeah, this is a barn burner going on right here. Now, Landsberger's going to let him go here. It's going to be 2-4. Landsberger trails 2-4. Minute 15 to go in the third period.
Albia fans, Jared Mackinnis is going to take the mat here momentarily, but we're going to keep our eyes and ears right here at 195. Landsberger in the final minute for Knoxville.
Holt drops down, tries to take a shot there. Now he gets around behind, gets the takedown. Now he's out in front 6-2 over Landsberger with 50 seconds left to go in the third period.
Jared Mackinnis of Albia right out of the gate with a takedown over Cameron Stevenson of Grinnell. And it is Mackinnis with the takedown in the early lead. Mackinnis at 220 gets the one seed, and proven he earned it here at 220 pounds out in front, 2-0.
Still 6-2, your score here. Under 30 seconds left to go for Landsberger of Knoxville as he trails 6-2.
Yeah, he's definitely not wrestling well right now. There's something seriously wrong with that right leg. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if Matthew Landsberger doesn't have something seriously wrong with that right leg. It's very, very heavily bandaged and does not look good.
50 seconds in here, and it is Mackinnis of Albia out in front 2-0 here at 220 pounds. This 220 contest brought to you by Penn Central Mall. Stop and shop at Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa. Eat and get your nails done, hearing and vision checked, all at Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa here at 220. Jared Mackinnis. And a nice round of applause for the Williamsburg wrestler that gets the win over at 195.
Yeah, that was a couple of ranked wrestlers going at it right there. But we got Jared Mackinnis, 220-pounder, out there on the mat right now. He's got the 2-0 lead with 38 seconds remaining in the first period. Live high school wrestling action coming to you as they go off the mat. And it's 2-0. We're at Williamsburg on 96.7 KIIC. Oh, man, Joe Mills has got it going on in trifecta, high fidelity here. North English and
Liberty Center.
Liberty Center. Oh, there's a nice stand-up by Stevenson and brought back to the mat with authority by Jared Mackinnis.
Well, Jared Mackinnis is one put-together young man, just a junior last year dealing with that knee injury, and yep, found his way back here in his junior year, 29-3, looking for win number 30, and he's out in front, 2-0, final 10 seconds of this 220 opening period.
Folks, if we say that a wrestler gets brought back to the mat with authority, that means it was just before it was too rough to have a penalty called on you.
There's nothing wrong with a good mat return.
Nothing wrong at all. With a good mat return.
Well, Zapital Spraying Service in Albia for all your custom spraying applications, from herbicides to insecticides. Zapital Spraying Service will feed the soil for optimum growth of your crops and control the weeds and insects that ruin your bottom line. Give TZ Travis Apple a call today, 64 after this contest, of course, 641-777-5916. Zapital Spraying Service, again, 641-777-5916. And back here at 220, Jared Mackinnis out in front, 2-0, 13 seconds gone by, second period.
On their feet to start the second period, Mackinnis had a nifty little single leg to get the scoring started right off the whistle in the first period. Now there's a little bit more pummeling, showing a little bit more respect maybe to Cameron Stevenson than what he probably needs to. Stevenson, a freshman with 28-16 record. Mackinnis, the junior, with the 29-3 mark coming in here. And now there's a little dump attempt, a little dresser dump, but they're off the mat before Mackinnis can establish control. So we go back to the center of the mat with 121 left in the second period. 220-pounder Jared Mackinnis with a 2-0 lead here in Williamsburg at the Class 2A sectional number 12. Mackinnis in a collar tie now with Stevenson from Grinnell. Grinnell wrestler showing some fight in him right here. There's another collar tie. Mackinnis puts the thumb in the elbow or thumb in the shoulder and gets separation. Now he fakes a takedown, and Stevenson is backing up, and I think Mackinnis is going to hope for a stall call here.
He's got to keep
making him
forward,
wrestle, because he's moving him back to the outside circle, and there he is off the mat. There's the stall finally.
That was coming.
Finally the stall call comes, and the next one will be a point for Jared Mackinnis, and hopefully that'll motivate this Grinnell wrestler to put his wrestling attitude on and go after Jared Mackinnis. I love good wrestling.
Chase Bellin of Knoxville has a 2-1 lead over Isaac Mazur of Williamsburg here at the on the other mat at 220 pounds as the first period comes to an end.
Final 30 seconds here, 2:20 in the second period, 2-0. Jared Makinich out in front here.
Really
just
a
missed
wild
a shot opportunity there.
Well, really a wild shot from about 8 feet away, and I think he's very frustrated.
Yeah, he wants to get out.
Stevenson's running from him, and he's bringing the pressure, and it needs to be another stall call. He just needs to bring a little more pressure and get that extra stall call and get that point.
So, final 5 seconds and counting here. Makinich is going to hold on and take the lead into the third and final period. Of course, he's going to take on the opponent on the other mat here as Bell and Mass are going at it over here, Travis Zapital.
So Bell, Stevenson takes a down position to start the third period, so he's going to try to bust out of there. Jared Makinich is going to try to turn him over and get some back points.
Bellin's going to get a reversal here. Now he goes up 4-1, and just like that, Mazur now in on a leg here, trying to get his own 2 points. 4-1's your score.
Escape by Stevenson. It's a 2-1 match here at 2:20 in the most unlikely of the situations here. Jared Makinich finds himself with only a 1 point advantage at 220 pounds. A heavily favored top seeded Jared Makinich going up against the freshman Cameron Stevenson.
Well, the choice of choosing a neutral position to begin the second period, Joe, obviously, Makinich thought he'd be better on his feet, but you also give up that escape point.
Well, the problem in the second period was it was very slow. There was not enough action. All the action that there was, Makinich was bringing, and he only got one stall call out of it after 2 minutes of pushing.
Now he's in on a deep single. The strength of Makinich trying to get that single, but good
stall
job.
Stall by Stevenson there. Stevenson needs to be called for stalling right now. He's just dancing with Jared Makinich. Jared Makinich doesn't want to make a mistake. He made one wild shot in the second period, got away with it without having a sprawl by Stevenson getting him taken down, but it's just dancing out there right now, 220 pounds. Jared Makinich needs to bring the pressure and get the stall call against Stevenson and make him wrestle.
Final minute of wrestling here brought to you by Monroe County Hospitals and Clinics, Quality Ag, Southern Iowa Technology, Boyle and Henderson PC as we go off the edge of the mat. 2-1 here, Jared Makinich at 220 with the lead and 50 seconds and counting in this final period.
There was words from the official to the Grinnell wrestler as they came back to the center of the mat. I don't know what those words were, but hopefully it was, you better start wrestling or I'm going to call you for stalling. Jared Makinich now in a collar tie. And no shot.
Strength, though.
No shot by either wrestler. Now Makinich gets separation. The wrestlers have 28 seconds left to go. Makinich with a 2-1 lead and a collar tie again, and we're off the mat. There is no change in the score. Still 2-1.
22 seconds and counting here.
Way too close, folks. Way too close at 220. Jared Makinich needs to put this kid away. Get in on a deep single right here with 16 seconds to go. Now Makinich with a little bit of defensive posture. He's got a stall to give, and with 10 seconds to go, that's exactly what he's doing. Oh, a single leg in there by Stevenson. Stevenson's in deep. He gets the dump on Makinich, and there's a stall against.
No, they didn't get him. Wow. Now that could have been.
Should have been stalling on Makinich.
But
right
a good
there.
Move, because you had one to give. You got to get off the mat, but that was a near takedown
that
there.
That was fleeing the mat. That was fleeing the mat all the way, and Makinich is going to win 2-1 in a very